After defending DeRay and getting the Week 1 victory, Chi High hit the road for the first time this season to face a motivated DC Everest team.
Well, good evening and welcome to DC Everest High School, home of the Evergreens, inside of this non-conference game between two unbeaten, your 1-0 Chippewa Falls Cardinals against 1-0 DC Everest. Von Hayden back to pass, fakes the bubble screen. Now he's going to flip out opposite side. Tough catch across the 20-yard line, breaking a tackle, the 25, close to the 30. It's going to depend on the spot. That is really close to a Chi High first down.
I think he's going to have it because he's on the line.
George from the gun, back to pass, clear pocket. He's going to go deep down the middle of the field. Intercepted at the 10-yard line to the 15, the 20, and dropped down there. That's
number 9. That's Jack Zwiefelhofer, a senior.
Zwiefelhofer with a big-time pick, and Chi High turns back the Evergreens. Mason Von Hayden, option pitch, left side, 25, 30, 35, 40, across the 40, and up near the 44-yard line.
Great play call.
Xander Neal, plus one loose.
Chi High flares it out, left side, cutting straight field, 45, 50, 45, 40, in the clear, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone, touchdown,
no flags. No flags on the play. That's number 15, Sam Hebert, the junior, with the touchdown.
How about Hebert, the sprinter?
That's a 57-yard touchdown.
Third and 3 here, still single receivers left and right, both Bankston's behind Logan George, the junior, in the shotgun. George is going to pass right side, intercepted.
That's
20,
to the house.
15, 10, 5 to the end zone. Pick 6, Chi High.
Pick 6 for Zwiefelhofer.
Zwiefelhofer,
his second pick of the night, and the senior brings Chi High within a single point. Logan George back to pass. Pocket starting to collapse. He'll step up. He's hit. He's trying down and sacked.
Tanter and Hagman in again on that play.
Single receivers left and right. George will operate under center on this third and goal. Bankston's offset behind him. Give in the backfield.
Chi High
sniffs it out, snuffs it out. A loss back
That's
to the
number
5-yard
70.
Line.
Is that Herman again?
Yes, Lincoln Herman, number 76. Great play from the defensive tackle slide in and make the play in the backfield.
Waist high snap, pressure is light, high kick. Fielded on the run by Nguyen-Denk, and he dropped it on the ground. Chi High
has it.
I think Chi High recovered.
38.
That's number 42 with the pickup.
Jaquish with a junior linebacker.
Nice play, and the Cardinals right back in this one.
Trips to the right with O'Brien, the big tight end, at the head of that formation. Single receiver left at Xavier Edwards. On 4th and 5, George, designated rollout to his right, looking, pulls it down, and he's hit and dropped. Turnover on downs, the Chi High defense holds. Everest Logan George will take the snap, take a knee, and the clock will wind down to triple zeros. Here at the home of the Evergreens, as DC Everest moves to 2-0, Chi High will fall to 1-1. Your final score here from DC Everest, Everest 24, Chippewa Falls 14.
Two non-conference tests. And now, the real battle begins. The Big Rivers Conference opener. As the Cards hit the road for the second straight week, this time heading to Hudson to take on the Raiders. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, also by Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Oakland Hy-V, Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan, Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Well, good evening to you, and welcome to beautiful Hudson, Wisconsin, Sunsplash Raiders Stadium for the Big Rivers Conference opener between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Hudson Raiders. Both teams 1-1, both teams starting out tonight looking for their first Big Rivers Conference win. Hudson, of course, right behind River Falls in the conference standings last year, and Chi-High nipping on their heels and trying to make a play toward first place in conference here tonight. Both teams looking to avenge recent losses. Last week, Chi-High fell on the road 24-14 to DC Everest, and Hudson, their first setback of the year, 21-14 loss to Stevens Point. Chi-High, winners of their first game of the season at home on senior night at DeRay, 17-14 over Holman. Both teams probably would say their week one opponent not quite the caliber of their week two opponent, as Marshfield fell victim to Hudson, a shutout 31-0 in that first game of the season. Raiders are coached by Adam Cowles. We'll talk with him shortly here in the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. And, of course, our head coach, Chuck Rakovich, in his 50th season at the helm of this illustrious Cardinals program. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham here in the booth tonight. Landon Tease, Cardinals alum, will join us on the sideline. Looking forward to that. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes. Continue to break it down here on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show live from Hudson High School Big Rivers Conference opener. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you in the booth. Sam Aberle back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Landon Tease roaming the sidelines here at Raiders Stadium. Both teams coming off losses here, Alan, and both teams, I think, want to make a statement here in the Big Rivers opener.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, conference games mean a lot in terms of being a conference champion, but also both teams very much have playoff aspirations, and every game counts at this point.
In that last game for Chi-High, what really sticks out, struggle to run the ball, tough defensive line at DC Everest, 0.9 yards per carry. Now, Mason Von Hayden did throw for 108 yards, a touchdown to Sam Hebert. That touchdown did account for 57 of those 108 yards, and so it was a tough game offensively for Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, I think just talking to some of the coaches, really feel like DC Everest was one of the tougher defenses they'll face all year. And then you have 10 new starters coming into the year, and also you had an offensive line change in the middle of the week. all those things make it really difficult for the offense to have any continuity. And you certainly saw that show up last Friday.
Now, when we talk about defense, the Chi-Hi defense acquitted themselves very well in that game, including accounting for one of the scores. Jack Zwiefelhofer, the senior, two picks, including a 30-yard interception return for a touchdown that tied the game at 14. They were knotted up at 14 heading into the fourth quarter. The defense, again, a lot of times coaches will say early on the season, defense ahead of the offense. And so far, the early returns from the Chippewa Falls defense looking pretty good.
Yeah, I think one of the things I comment on, I think, is important, maybe not as noticeable, but they have a lot of continuity on the defensive coaching staff. They've had the same scheme for at least 10 years. I mean, kids really know what they're running, what they're doing, what their assignments are. And I think the staff has done a really great job with them. And in offense, you're trying something different. You know, they're no longer running the double wing, double tight double wing that we're so used to seeing. And that takes a while to get all the timing down, the nuances of the offense. And so that's not surprising. But, yeah, the defense certainly showed up, and they're going to need to do the same thing again going against a Hudson team that is very well known for having a great defense, and it's a game you can't let it get away from you early.
They held Chi-Hi to just 7 points at Duray last year, a 17-7 victory, the first in five tries for Hudson as the Cards had won four straight previously, including some thrillers right here on this field. We'll step out, be back in 2 minutes here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. We'll talk with both head coaches, starting with Coach Cowles of Hudson. It's the BRC opener back in two on WOGO Sports.
The Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-Hi alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-Hi Football.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi-Hi and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, BRC opener, live from beautiful Hudson, Wisconsin, and Raider Stadium, here with head coach Adam Cowles of Hudson. Coach, first Big Rivers Conference game, and this is a Chi-Hi team you're facing that is replacing 20 of 22 starters, but you guys always seem to play down to the wire.
Well, they're so well coached, and they just reload. I mean, I know Reiko will tell you different, but I mean they're so well coached, and every level they've done well. They have just a great plan and a great program every step of the way. So, you know, you replace some guys, but boy, the new guys they got are pretty good. So we know it's a battle every time.
Coach, speaking of battle, week one, impressive shutout against Marshfield. Week two, tough opponent in Spash. You guys battled back in that one, but still fell short. How does that maybe help going into the conference opener to make sure the guys aren't too high or too low on themselves?
Yeah, I think it's you know, not that you're trying to lose games or do anything like that, but a stumble sometimes gets you refocused a little bit. I think, you know, sometimes you get through things, and if you get W's and things go well, you don't make corrections like you should. So I think it always kind of refocuses coaches and players, and you know, we're excited to get back on the field.
Coach, speaking of exciting, this Cardinal team, not as big as maybe in years past, but they've got some skill position players that can hurt you if you're not careful.
No doubt. I mean, they're always got quick, shifty backs and receivers that can fly, and the quarterback's back. And, you know, they do a great job, and defensively they fly all over the place. But, you know, it's one of those teams that if you give them an inch, they just kind of, you know, get a little bit, and then they can hit you for 70. You got to just tackle so well because they're so good at what they do. So, you know, we got our hands full, no question.
And finally, Coach, the identity of Hudson football, I mean, you've been led by your defense a lot in recent years in the offense, just able to sustain, grind out drives. Is that what we're seeing again this year?
Well, you know, we're trying to do some different things. We're trying to get some up-tempo a little bit and try to spread the ball around. We've always been a team that tries to spread the ball around to different guys, and that's what we're going to try to do. But, you know, we rely on the defense. The defense relies on the O. We rely on the special teams. We just try to play off each other. You know, if we need to get something going, we might put the pedal down a little harder. If we know the D's playing well, you know, we might be a little more conservative. So we just play on their strengths and our strengths and try to do what we can to win games.
Coach, beautiful night for football. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Head coach Adam Cowles here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Coach Rakovich is next. This is WOGO Sports live from Hudson.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates. At Wurzgalla, they're always here to help.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Game 3 of the 2023 campaign. First Big Rivers Conference game for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals on the road here against the Hudson Raiders. Both teams with a 1-1 record. Here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And coach, game 1 to game 2, where did you see improvement? And where do you say, you know, we got to get better in these areas now that we're in conference?
I'm really glad we played DC Everest game 2. Taking nothing away from Holman, but DC Everest was a much better team. And I think they physically and what they did prepared us better for tonight than a lesser opponent. So it was a good matchup for us.
Coach, you talk about the physical aspect of the game in Big Rivers Conference play. I mean, you've talked for years about how good this league is. And when you look at the defensive front that Hudson has, it's going to be hard to find anybody better.
Well, it is. You know, boy, they got two guys that are Division I prospects. And, you know, year in, year out, they've got them. You know, and there's a lot of them sprinkled all over the Big River. So it's a heck of a league.
When you look at your offense, obviously there's a lot of talent, a lot of skill positions where you want to get these guys touches. How do you create some momentum, maybe a little bit more than last week offensively?
Well, first off, we have to eliminate the mental mistakes, and that's what's been killing us more than anything. The mental mistakes, like might be forgetting an assignment, jumping the count, not getting off the ball in time, things like that. Physically, you know, our kids work hard. You know, they don't go out there and go half speed in a game, you know, but every now and then, you know, they'll have a mental lapse, and that's the thing that we've got to get over.
And finally, Coach, we saw, I think, a compliment to your team, their resilience last week when, again, you had a center kind of pressed into service who did an excellent job missing Jackson May last week. And again, guys had to step up and fill roles, and I'm sure that was something that you and your staff were proud of, especially on a short week last week.
Oh, absolutely. That tells you the character and the willingness to step up that we have with the kids on the team this year. They're a great bunch of kids, and it's always the next guy up, and, you know, let's go play ball.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you, Caleb. You guys have a great night up there.
We will, and I think we'll have Landon Tease talk to you after the game.
Landon, one of my boys here.
There you go. Head coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Show here on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls, Island Dunham. The honor is yours, a key or two tonight for Chi High.
Yeah, I don't think in these games it's too hard to pick those out. You've got to absolutely not turn the ball over. And last week we saw they had the short field a bunch of times, and so you want to not give them the short field.
The Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Kickoff is next.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Counting down to game time here in Hudson, Wisconsin. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Landon Teese with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming audio and podcasts at wogo.com. Sam Aberle back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. And maybe another key, too, we're a little bit abbreviated there, too, Alan, so just wanted to give you a little more of a platform, another key, a Toys and Ford key to the game.
Yeah, the one thing that really hurt us last week, and it showed up in the fourth quarter, is that the time of possession was a huge disparity. Chi High didn't control the ball very much, and that it really wore down the defense. And so it's really key to see this offense get some momentum, get some first downs, sustain some drives. Not that you score every time, but at least you're getting some first downs. You're getting some confidence in these young players. I think that's a really big key tonight. What can the offense do that'll be successful for them?
And those are your Toys and Ford keys of the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Landon Teese joins us down on the sidelines.
Senior,
here tonight is Hudson being introduced.
Brennan Nelson.
The Hudson Raiders. And as Landon described to me, kind of old school uniforms. They've got the white helmets, the white pants, and the dark gray or navy blue uniforms with the solid white numerals. That navy H on the side of the white helmets with the blue stripe as well. Chi High resplendent in their traveling whites, tops and bottoms.
Senior number 24, Ethan Hines.
Matte black helmet, silver CF insignia. Got the cardinal red stripe along the side of the pants. Of course, the black and red numerals as well. Looking forward to this. And when you look at the history, the Chippewa Herald pointed this out, Alan, between these two teams. Last five games, Chi High has won four of those. Landon and I were talking about this before the game. That would mean three in a row here at Hudson. Last game, of course, of those five was a 17-7 loss to the Raiders in Chippewa Falls. But overall, Chi High has really played Hudson tough for the last 5 years.
5'11 senior.
And how about that first contest between Hudson and Chi High back in 1922?
Yeah.
That was impressive to learn that this series goes back 100 years.
Thank you to Brandon Berg for that. W.C. Phillips leading Chi High to a 32-0 win over Hudson that first ever meeting, October 14th, 1922. We are just about ready for game time here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and it's so great to have you with us. Thank you for making Wogo Sports and Chi High Football part of your day back at home. If we can get any updates, I believe we will check for Twitter on those. Certainly a big game tonight between McDonald, ninth ranked in the state, and eight-man football against Thorpe. We'll also update you on other scores around the Big Rivers Conference as we are able to get them here tonight.
Nice crowd tonight. A lot of Chippewa people made it up I-94 to be at this game, and beautiful atmosphere here at Hudson. They have really nice facilities here. It's going to be a great contest.
We've got a beautiful church just across the street here. I believe it's St. Peter's.
St. Patrick's.
It's a gorgeous architecture, and again, the facility here is just stunning. Not only the football facility and track, but also the high school itself. Fountains all over the place. They're giving away a car in the parking lot from the Rotary Club. Chi High will kick it away. Ethan Faschingbauer has it on the tee for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals as we are set and ready to rumble here in Hudson. Faschingbauer, the 5'9", 140-pound senior, converted soccer player, and we've seen him those first 2 weeks just getting stronger and stronger.
For 22, Ross Yeager.
Back to receive for Hudson will be Ross Yeager. He's a 6'1", 185-pound senior wingback listed. Faschingbauer, the run-up in the right-footed boot, and we are underway. It's a little pop-up midway through to the 30-yard line, picked up at the 31 and across the 35. A little pooch kick there, probably trying to keep it away from Yeager, and clearly the Chi High coaches know what they're doing as far as the special teams is concerned here, and saying, you know what, we're going to give up a little field position and not risk a run back.
Get ready to see some pace here, Caleb. Hudson does not like to huddle very often. As soon as you see this ball snap, they're going to be right on the ball as soon as the play's over.
Again, their quarterback, Rylan Schultz, 6 foot, 180-pound senior. Ball on the far hash. Schultz, the flip off the left side and spun down. Good play for Chi High, number 52, Braden Hageman, the 5'11 junior offensive lineman. We've called his name a lot the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, he did a great job. He defeated his block. Exactly what you do. You keep going down the sideline. You don't push back. Or you don't give up ground, and then you make the tackle.
On the near hash again, no huddle for Hudson. Quarterback going to keep it himself, but first this play is blown dead. The flag at the 41-yard line, maybe some early snap, pre-snap movement.
False start.
It's one of the problems when you go hurry is that sometimes you're not all set. And so that's what happened. This ball was snapped, not everyone is set, and that's a penalty on the offense.
Second and long for the Hudson Raiders. Four wide, twins left and right. Back to pass, throw right side, got his man up to the original line of scrimmage. Rylan Schultz.
Jack Sweefelhofer came up from his cornerback position to make a really nice tackle on a much bigger player. He went low, wrapped up the legs, and toppled the big man.
That was Yeager on the catch. Twin receivers to the right. Single receiver wide to the left, a wing back in motion. Schultz takes the snap, delayed give right up the middle. Chi High sniffs it out, first hat to the ball. Looked to be number 50, Trevor Dombrowski, the 6'2 junior, and it's going to be three and out for Hudson.
Fantastic job by the defense. They met every single play, assignment, sure, rally to the football. It's exactly what you need to do against this team.
Carter Bovee back deep to receive this one, and Landon, that looked good on defense for the first three plays.
Yeah, it did. Number Chippewa just absolutely shredded the blocker there. Quick feet, got right to the ball handler.
And a nice bounce on this punt for Hudson. Oh, my goodness, it bounced about 20 yards inside the five.
Punt by number 21, Landon Coleman.
When you're a punt returner, you need to do everything you can do to pick up the ball so they don't get extra yardage on that. That's probably cost them at least 20 yards by not scooping up the punt.
Just an awkward hop on that one as it was kind of a knuckleball. So first and 10, Chi High again. They kick off to start the game, so they'll get it started the second half, and three and out, exactly what you want, but starting on your own three-yard line, not what you're hoping for against a Hudson defense that can absolutely get after you.
Jackson LeMay back out onto the field for Chippewa Falls. Wouldn't be surprised to see their first ball handed off to him right here.
Good to see him after missing last week. Got the all clear medically. First and 10, Chi High with 97 yards to go to pay dirt. No score early going first quarter. Here at Wogo Sports in Hudson. Chi High, a little pre-snap movement, and that's going to cost him a yard and a half.
Yeah, you have some really inexperienced linemen. This is their second. Oh, they're going to call encroachment. Okay, well, good.
That'll give some breathing room.
That was 14 on Hudson right there. That's one of their star defensive ends. They got two of them, number 14 and number 6, Sam Dickerson. Both huge prospects looking to go D1 this year. They're towering over on the field right now. I mean, they're like at least a foot taller than me, Caleb.
That is Aiden Tepper-Eng, again, 6'3", 245, a senior. We've seen him do a lot of damage in the Big Rivers in recent years and trying to get after it there from his right defensive end position. But Chi High, 5 extra yards, 1st and 5 from their own 8. Give off the right side, LeMay, and LeMay runs into a wall of Navy and White. He is going to lose a yard, maybe 2.
Tackle by number 94, James.
This is something where young running back, a little bit of a happy feat. So you're wasting time instead of getting right up into the line. And there wasn't much room for him to do anything there. But you got to just put your body, put your nose in there and get what you can in plays like that.
So 1st and 5 becomes 2nd and 7 here for Chippewa Falls. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver right. Mason Von Hayden, senior signal caller, takes a waist-high snap. He's back to pass. He's under immediate pressure, rolls out to his left. He's going to tuck it, run across
nice.
The 10,
first
close
down.
To a first down, ducks for the line to gain. We'll see where he stepped out. I think he's a little bit short, maybe by a yard.
They're going to mark him about 2 yards short, Caleb.
So 3rd and 2. Remember, this started out 1st and 5.
He's out of bounds by number 17.
I hope they do this a lot more. Von Hayden is one of the best athletes on the team. Get him out in space where he can make the choice to pitch or throw or run it himself. That puts pressure on the defense when you have a quarterback that's as mobile as Von Hayden. That's a nice play for them.
Let's go, Cardinals!
Cards will go single receiver to the left. 3rd and 2 from their own 11-yard line. No score here. First quarter, first possession of both teams. Keeping himself with flags flying right up the gut. Close to the first down is Mason Von Hayden. But who moved first?
Coach Lubes, the offensive line coach, was telling me that this is the 3rd new center. So they've had a new center starting each game. And you can notice on these shotgun snaps, just for the audience that's listening to this broadcast, the snaps are coming out very slow. So I wouldn't be surprised if they make a change and go back to the center they used last game.
It is a procedure penalty on Chi High. Looks like Coach Adam Cowles of Hudson will accept it. And I can only assume, Landon, that means that Mason Von Hayden either got that first down or very close to
well,
it.
They're
now he's going to decline it.
Yeah, they declined it. 4th and less than 1.
Here comes the punt team. But they can't catch him off guard here. They always like to go
Ross
quick on smoke.
Back to receive the punt.
At your own 13, you're not going to take a chance.
Chi High to punt. Decent snap. Pressure is light. Punt fielded at the 48 of Chi High. Backtracking a little bit, cutting across.
Simon Fish.
45 to the 40. Breaking a tackle. 35-30 down the sideline. Stepping out of bounds near the 25.
Ross Yeager.
Ross Yeager. You can see why Chi High did not kick the ball off to him initially. A nice return that will set Hudson up, knocking on the door of the red zone.
That might be one of the better punts of the season. And unfortunately, when you have a really good punt, sometimes you outkick your coverage. And Yeager had a free run at it down the sideline. Simon Fish was able to get him out of bounds, but a nice return. This is what we were talking about before. Hudson is set up now at their at Chi High's 34-yard line.
A stiff wind right here now, Caleb, down on the field. He had a punt into the wind there, so I might have kept up a few yards.
So 1st and 10 from the 34 of Chi High for Hudson after going 3 and out. Schultz give to the wingback. Breaking a tackle across the 30-yard line, lowering the shoulder down close to the 28. We'll see where they mark
Sweet
it here.
Number 42, Peyton Hugo.
Guyton Patro at the cornerback position coming up to make the tackle.
That was number 42, Peyton Pingle, sophomore wide receiver. Now going very quickly, Ryland Schultz going to keep it himself on the option look. He's inside Ryland the 25-yard Schultz. Line down to the 23, pending the spot.
Trying to get to the edge, Isaiah Bainan in on the tackle.
Chi High struggling to substitute here as the Raiders get a first down, but Hudson going tempo. Ryland Schultz again with a man in motion right in front of him. He'll look back for the play call.
Those last two plays you saw Hudson be more physical, and they got the push on the line.
4 wide, Schultz finds a man right over the middle. Good stiff tackle by Carter Bovey. Flips him over his
Yeager
leg and drives him down, but that's a gain of at least 8, if not 9.
was a nice job by the quarterback making the read on a slant pass. Got it in between the corner and the safety.
Schultz claps, calls for the ball, flares it out left side. Got a man at the 15-yard line, to the 10, to the 5. Hit and drug out of bounds at the 2. The hit on the play from Chai High by Brennan Crawford, reception. The senior DB. But that's another first down.
And Hudson Raider.
I'm just noticing the tempo right now, Caleb. Hudson is actually really hustling up to the line right now. I mean, they're really trying to catch the Cardinals off guard. It's working.
First and goal from about the 2-yard line, keeping himself Ryland Schultz into the end zone. Touchdown, Hudson. From 2 yards out.
Ryland Schultz.
Make it 6-0.
I'm the quarterback,
Hudson.
Keeper.
Again, not even a sugar huddle for Hudson. I mean, they are just racing right back to the line. Now the PAT attempt. Score comes with 8:19 to play in the first quarter. Good snap, good hold. The kick booms to the uprights. It is good. 7-0 Hudson.
Chi High's
second possession of the game coming up in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Smitsky in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open for a touchdown. McDonald, and he finds David Anderson.
45, 50, 45, 40, in the clear. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown.
No play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Jack Strong
with the kickoff. After the opening score by Hudson, he'll drive it 3 yards deep into the end zone. No return possible for Chi High, but much better starting field position this drive, starting at the 20 rather than the 3.
It does add a certain extra pressure when you are backing up into your own end zone to start a drive. Puts extra pressure on you, and hopefully I feel like they have a little more freedom, and we can see what the offensive game plan is put in place.
Again, special teams, the difference in this 7-0 ball game. Chi High forced a 3-and-out, but pinned back at their own 3-yard line when they had to punt, returned by Yeager to about the 30-yard line. And Hudson able to get things done, as it looked like the left defensive end for the Raiders just jumped a bit early. Landon, I'm not sure if you saw that a little bit better, but it looks like another offsides penalty.
Yeah, same person too than the first one.
Aiden
Tebbermann. The first 3-5 yards for the Cardinals.
5-yard penalty. First down.
Sometimes you can take advantage of a very aggressive defense by throwing a screen play. Do something where you drop it over the top of the defensive lineman.
Yeah.
We'll see if the coaching staff sees the same thing.
I wouldn't be surprised if they dropped a screen here to Jackson.
8:18 to go here, first quarter. Chi High trailing 7-0, possessing the ball for the second time here tonight. Twin receivers to the right. Jackson LeMay with a little bit of a brace or a sleeve on his left knee. In the backfield, they'll give it to LeMay. LeMay ducks ahead across the 25-yard line.
And up number one, Jackson
up
LeMay.
Up to the 26, gain of 1.
Tackle by number 17.
That will bring up second
Spencer
and 4. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports on WOGO for over 3 decades. White City Glass. Second and 3 for Chi High on the 27, their side of the field. Man in motion left to right. Jet sweep across the 25-yard line up to the 26, maybe back to the line of scrimmage, then turn back.
10, Jackson Bolin.
Jackson Bolin gets an early touch here.
Yeah, good to see him get involved 14, in the game plan. No surprise that he has not gotten more touches than he has through the first 2 games, so good to get him going early. Now, remember, this drive started with a defensive penalty on Hudson, so Chi High only needs 5 yards to get this first down, and they're looking at a 3rd and 4.
Yeah, and you can see the strength of these DNs from Hudson, the two D1 prospects, absolutely holding out the outside.
Third and three, Chi High ball on the near hash from their own 27-yard line. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver right. Mason Von Hayden, the ball one hops to him. He'll give it to LeMay. LeMay trying to split it out along the right side. Stiff arms a man. He's close to a first down. I think he got just shy of the 31. Needed three. Got about three and a half.
Should move the chains, Caleb. Looks like he's a yard pass.
Nice job there by Mason Von Hayden and Jackson LeMay. Von Hayden again, a low snap, able to grab it off the carpet and keep the play rolling. Under 7 minutes to go here. First quarter. Sunsplash Field in Hudson. Chi High first and 10 on their own 31. Two receivers to the left. Bolin in motion left to right. They'll fake the jet sweep. Look to him. They'll give it to him, rather. Bolin trying to cut it off the left side. Evades one tackler, but he will do his best just to make it back to the line of scrimmage.
Sweep by Jackson Bolin.
It's hard to stretch out the field on this Hudson team because their defensive ends are so strong. They do a great job of containing. I thought maybe there was a crease on the inside where you cut it up sooner than that, but I know your instinct as a running back is try to get out to the farthest edge, but sometimes the crease opens up earlier than that.
No gain on the play. Second and 10 from the 31. It looks like we have a timeout on the field, maybe just an equipment issue, officials timeout. Again, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Landon Tease with you on the road here for WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, streaming and podcast at wogo.com. Big crowd on hand here in Hudson. Marching band performance coming up at halftime. Second and 10 from the 31. There's out of the 54, Chi High. Almost halfway through the first quarter, trailing 7-0. Single receivers left and right. Mason Von Hayden surveying the defense. Sending Jalen Smith in motion left to right. Back to pass. Von Hayden throws right side. Going high for the catch. Bouncing off a tackle is Preston Auger, the tight end, but he lost a little yardage going backward. And he may not get more than the line of scrimmage. They may give him the 32, gain of one.
Yeah, just a one-yard game, but I like that they're getting the tight end involved. I like that Von Hayden is making a quick throw, a quick read. That was definitely there, and that's something they can come back to later in the game.
Now, we do have a flag on the field.
Yeah, it looks like a dead ball foul, Caleb. Looking like probably going to be an unsportsmanlike. Didn't hear exactly what happened over there, but it looks to be in that area.
Looks like they're looking to march it off against Chi High.
And so this is going to make third and nine, third and much longer. Yeah. 5:46 on the clock.
Personal foul, trailing 7-0. On the offense. It's going to be third down.
And not given a number here, but you heard the call over the PA system here. Refs mic'd up. So 15-yard personal foul, and Chi High now all the way back to their own 17-yard line. Third and halfway back to Chippewa here.
Well, when you're already struggling as an offense, when you get a penalty, whether it's a holding or personal foul, it sets you back. And there's not really something right now in the Chi High playbook for a third and 25.
We ripped up a few explosive plays last week at DC Everest. See if Lightning can't strike twice here.
They do have Hebert split out to the right and then trips in a bunch in the slot to the left. Mason Von Hayden. The man to his left. Von Hayden going to roll out to the left. Going to go keeper, and he is immediately hit right at the line of scrimmage. As Hudson was not fooled by that action. And Chi High on 4th and 23.
Tepper Eng.
Get maybe a couple yards, but Aiden Tepperang, you'll probably hear his name a lot here tonight, makes the stop on Von Hayden, and Ross Yeager, the dangerous return man, will stand at about his 45-yard line awaiting this punt. Good snap, pressure is light, line drive kick. Yeager going to pick it up at midfield. He'll cut down the left sideline, 45-40, 35, and drug out of bounds near the 33-yard line. Ross Yeager, again, a return of 17, maybe 18 yards, setting his team up again in ideal field position.
Trevor Dombrowski.
You're netting about 15 yards on that punt. And so last time Hudson started the 34-yard line, this time again the 34-yard line. And when you only have 34 yards to go for a touchdown, that makes it much, much easier on the offense and much harder on the defense.
They have moved lightning fast on offense. Hudson Raiders leading 7-0, 4:42 to play first quarter. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Ryland Schultz, option look, pitch left side across the 35-yard line, barreled out of bounds inside the 30. Peyton Pingle.
Option pitch to number 42, Peyton Pingle.
Pingle again for a gain. We'll wait Packer for it on the scoreboard here.
Braden Hagman.
About 5 yards. And right back to the line of scrimmage. Give him 7 yards down to the 28. On for the ball, Ryland Schultz. Schultz going to hand it off left side. Trying to turn the corner is Pingle. Pingle evades one arm tackle, and he rushes forward. He may have lost the ball inside the 25. Chi High saying they have it, dancing around. Do the officials agree?
They got
waiting.
It.
They did. Fumble recovery, Chi High.
Colton Petska did a good job getting off his block. He didn't make the tackle, but he certainly disrupted the play. The rest of the defense rallied around, and someone, I don't know who did, but somebody popped out the football. And that's a huge turnover against Hudson, and for Chi High, saves them from having to defend that short field.
And I love Berger's reaction, running out on the field, celebrating with the players. Absolutely high-energy coach. Love to see it.
And the defense really held Chi High in that game last week against DC Everest. Now trailing 7-0, giving their offense a little life here.
This is where you hope your phases of the game can work together. Defense comes up with a big play. Now can that translate into momentum for your offense?
Hebert split out wide to the left. Bolin to the right. LeMay to the left of Mason Von Hayden from the shotgun. First and 10, their own 24. Haven't crossed the 50 yet. Option pitch, Von Hayden to LeMay. LeMay with a man jumping on his back across the 25-yard line up to the 26. Gain of a couple. We'll make the smart choice. Flat MRIs, flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That is 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more about Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire at myssmi.com. Chi High second and 8. From their own 26. Single receiver slot to the left, twin receivers right. Von Hayden calls for the ball. Pitch to Bolin. Bolin, jet sweep look, trying to cross the 30 to the 35. And he is close to a first down. Bolin just using that speed to get past a man on the edge.
That was a really nice job by the offensive line. They sealed off the defense. They didn't have any creases where the defensive lineman could come through. And Bolin, with his speed, was able to get around the corner and get a first down.
Gain of, I believe, 9. First and 10 from Chi High 37-yard line. It's a first down for the Cardinals, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. First and 10 from their own 37. Give to LeMay. LeMay straight up the middle, lowers the shoulder pads, dives across the 40-yard line up to the 42, gain of 5. They may give him 4.
This is one of the ways to attack the Hudson team that's really strong on the edge, is to pound the middle. Now, we don't have that offensive mindset yet early in the season that we can really grind teams down, but that was a great job by the offensive line of making a push, and then LeMay with the strength to finish falling forward for a really good gain on first down.
Give him 6. Second and 4 from the 42. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver slot to the right, ball on the near hash. Mason Von Hayden with LeMay to his left. Option look, left side. Von Hayden going to keep it himself across the 45-yard line. Falls forward for close to 4.
Tackle by number 9, Zach Dalton.
Up to the 46, maybe just shy of it. Brings up 3rd and manageable here. Chi High threatening midfield for the first time here tonight as they'll sub in.
Here they're coming with a jumbo package. A couple extra offensive linemen came in. And a couple of wide receivers going out. And so tells you a little bit what their mindset here is. They want to overpower, go power on this.
Ball on the far hash, 3rd and 1 from their own 46. Hebert, the single receiver, wide to the right. Von Hayden going to keep it himself straight up the middle, lowers the shoulders, buries himself in the pile, and moves the sticks.
Boy, that was flashes of Menominee right there. Where you line up 2 fullbacks, a tight end, and then you run behind those guys, and a nice job by the Chi High offense. That's 2 first downs now in a row. That's exactly what you're hoping for. They're controlling the clock, controlling the tempo, and they're putting Hudson on their heels. They're running inside, they're running outside, and Hudson doesn't have an answer for it.
First and 10, Chi High from their own 48. 2 receivers to the right, single receiver to the left, ball on the far hash from the shotgun, Mason Von Hayden. Give to LeMay. LeMay straight up the middle. He's back to the line of scrimmage. LeMay may have nosed forward for 1. Landon Tease down on the sideline. And again, just the pace of this game picks up a little bit offensively here for Chi High, You notice the energy level picking up, and especially after that fumble for Chi High. Could have been down two scores. Now they're driving, hopefully with a chance to tie it.
Yeah, the sideline totally picked up after that fumble. You know, back multiple times on this field, the game has changed after a turnover. I remember when I played, when we were here, Gavin Goodman with a pick six. Game totally changed after that. Turnovers change on this field, Caleb.
Chi High second and nine from their own 49-yard line. Final minute of the first quarter. Jalen Smith in motion left to right. Back to pass, Mason Von Hayden rolled out to his right. He's under pressure. Directing his blocking. Going to skip out of bounds. Maybe a late hit. Oh, that was close to the sideline.
And Holden keeps it.
Officials don't agree. And again, our view blocked a little bit. So just a hard shove into the Hudson bench. But that'll stop the clock with 47 seconds to play. Gain of a couple maybe for Mason Von Hayden.
That was a nice job. And that's why you get him out on the edge. Because if he doesn't see anybody open, he can tuck it and run. And maybe next time, if he's able to keep his head up, his eyes downfield a little bit longer, Jaden Smith was streaking down the left side wide open. But at that point, Von Hayden already committed to the run.
Third and six, Chi High. They've crossed the 50. They're on the Hudson 48. Trips in a tight slot bunch to the left. Von Hayden rolling out to his left. He's under some heavy pressure. He's looking left. Diving catch on a knee. First down, Chi High.
Great catch there by Chippewa. Absolutely just grabbed the ball, took it in with his body, right to secure it. Did not look like it was jumbling around. Great call by the officials.
Yeah, he's a couple yards short.
I think that was Jalen Smith.
Yeah, it was Jalen Smith. That's a dangerous pass thrown against his body to the other side of the field, but a good catch near the sideline marker.
Fourth and two, Chi High. Sure looks like they're going to go for it, but probably just going to let this one wind down to triple zeros in the first quarter. So after one complete, Chi High trails Hudson 7-0. The Cardinals on the move with a big fourth down when we come back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Check Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Check brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Check served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Welcome back to football here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham in the booth here at Raider Stadium in Hudson, roaming the sidelines as we switch sides here in the second quarter. Landon T, Sam Aberley back in the WOGO studios, and Hallie, huge fourth down here for the Chippewa Falls Cardinals, trailing 7-0, opening play of the second quarter. Fourth and two from the 44 of Hudson. Twin receivers right. Looked like a little early movement. Chi High will give it to LeMay. LeMay into the left side of the line. He should have enough to move the chains. He will with a yard to spare.
That was a gutsy call by Coach Rakovich to go for first down there. Fourth and two. You're on the good side of the 50-yard line, but you haven't you've got enough first downs or you flip the field. So even if you punt there, you at least put Hudson where they have to drive the field to score. But they really felt like they've got an opportunity here, the best drive that they've had the last two games. They want to keep that momentum going, and nice play by LeMay for the first down.
So first and 10 from the 40 of the Hudson Raiders, trailing by a touchdown, Chi High. Back to pass, immediate pressure. Mason Von Hayden somehow gets away. He's going to throw it right side and broken up, incomplete. Looking for Devin Bush in double coverage inside the 30-yard line.
Absolutely great job of Von Hayden to avoid the sack. The defensive end came free, was not blocked. He got away from him, but then he made a decision to throw into double coverage. He said, we are very fortunate that that was not intercepted.
You know, back on that fourth down, Caleb, back when I had the pads on, totally would have been a thing for Rako to go crisscross there. No double tight this year. from the Cardinals, but we totally would have went 99 crisscross on that fourth down to go misdirection.
And I think it's interesting when they need 2 yards in kind of that power, even though they're not lining up in power, they go to their 5'9", 170-pound running back, Jackson LeMay, who's clearly hit the weights. There's a pitch to LeMay on the option. LeMay trying to turn the corner outside the numbers at the 40, skips out of bounds, option close to the 35-yard line. Jackson LeMay,
course out of bounds,
using the speed and agility there to grab 5 yards. Third and five coming up for Chippewa Falls.
Really appreciate the way offensive coordinator Nolan Hutzler is mixing up the plays. They're going inside, they're going outside.
Also, I found out at our WWIB 50th anniversary event last week from Principal Donna Goodman that Grandma Sophie still listens to our games.
Oh, Grandma
Sophie.
So we
need to do a Grandma Sophie shout out. We are so glad to have you with us.
Grandma Sophie listening from Stanley, I believe, and so glad to have her still listening to the broadcast, even though all the three of her grandkids have graduated.
The Goodmans have graduated, but Grandma Sophie, we're so glad you're with us. Third and five from the 35 of Hudson for Chi High, trailing 7-0, man in motion left to right. There's the flip on the jet sweep look at the 35-yard line. Boland bowls his way down close to a Chi High first down, and he finishes that run with a big collision. How about Jackson Boland?
You talk about LeMay last time getting the carry for the first down. That time he threw his body in front of a big defensive end, and he got enough. You know, you just have to get in the way sometimes, and that was enough for Boland to get around the corner and get another first down. I think we have more first downs in this drive than we had the whole game last week at DC Evers.
Yeah, and that comes from him being a hockey player, Caleb. Defensive for hockey on the Cardinals, Jackson Boland coming from the body check right there to finish the play.
That's right.
So Chi High moves the sticks almost a minute into the second quarter, trailing 7-0 at the Hudson 28-yard line. Von Hayden going to call his own number. He's tripped up, backing forward inside the 25-yard line down to the 23.
That's the play I was hoping to see more this game, where the quarterback goes out and he reads the defensive end. If there's a gap, he cuts it inside like he did there for 4 yards. If the defensive end squeezes down on the quarterback, then he pitches it outside. So this is a good game. I really like the mix that's going on for the Chi High offense right now.
Gain of four, spot the ball at the 24, second and six. Chi High knocking on the door of the Johnson roll-off red zone for the first time tonight. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Von Hayden going to call his own number again. He's hit hard right in the middle. He'll spin forward for maybe a yard or two, pending the spot. Third and about five.
Well, I think we've seen that this is four down territory.
Absolutely.
Now that they've crossed midfield. And so you're thinking, okay, it's third and five, but we got two downs to get 5 yards. And I wouldn't be surprised if they go back to a sweep or try a pass to the tight end.
Spot it at the 23-yard line. Hebert to the right. Jalen Smith going to split out to the left. Now Boland going to head to the right side. Hebert over to the left as the receivers get situated here. LeMay to the left of Von Hayden in the gun. Third and five from the Hudson 23. Boland motion left to right. Jet sweep to Boland. Boland running out of real estate on the left side, and he's spun down at the line of scrimmage. May have lost a yard. They ran that to the short side of the field.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. For whatever reason, they just felt like they had a better chance to get that blocked to the short side of the field, and there just wasn't enough room for Boland to use his speed to get to the outside.
Aiden Tepper-Ang, again, we've told you we'll call his name a lot here tonight. Really blew that one up. A senior 6'3", 245, D1 prospect. Chi High is going to go for the field goal here. This would be about a 42-yard attempt for Ethan Faschingbauer.
No, this is not
a senior. Are they going punt here?
A little confusion on the Chi High sideline here. Caleb Rako's going to have to take a timeout.
So Chi High will take a timeout. We will as well. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Chi High, 4th and 7 from the 25. Fashingbauer out there kind of in a punt formation, but it trips to the left. They'll direct snap it, and nowhere to go for Noah Potter, the backup quarterback.
Now, this is an option to the backup quarterback, Noah Potter. And then Ethan Fashenbauer, who we said is he's a soccer player, but he is the fastest runner on the team. He was the Chi High's fastest 100-meter runner in the track and field. So I would have loved to have seen that ball get to the outside and see what Ethan could have done to get around the corner.
And the sun has finally set over here, Caleb. I can finally see. It does like there's a stiff breeze coming from the top of the goalpost. Hudson going to have to go against the wind.
Would have been a really long field goal for Chi High and their young kickers. Hudson will go option left.
Fantastic.
Side, sniffing it out and snuffing it out. Carter Bovey, no gain.
Fantastic job. That's exactly how you play fundamental defense. Tanzer took the quarterback. The corner came up for the pitch man, and that's textbook fundamental defense right there.
Second and 10, Hudson right back to the line of scrimmage. Ryland Schultz, the quarterback. Hudson leading 7-0. And after the fumble, stymied their last drive. Chi High strung together some first downs. Couldn't quite hit the red zone. Give the ball back on downs. Schultz going to keep it himself. Throws a lateral pass left side. Chi High has it defended well, but still falling forward for a gain of close to four.
Carter Bovey again getting out to the edge, finding the football. First one to the tackler, or first one to the ball carrier, and then the cavalry came to help clean that up.
Hudson just lightning fast pace. The snap again to Schultz. Schultz rolling right. Got his man as he turns at the 35-yard line and chucked out of bounds very close to the first down. I think he will have it up to the 39, a couple yards to spare.
That's something. You run the two outside receivers down the field. The slot person does an out, and then the defender got caught up in the garbage and it left him free for a first down.
The pace is just unbelievable, Caleb. I mean, the play ends 3 seconds later, they're snapping the ball.
We've seen Hudson play tempo. I don't think we've seen anything quite like this from them in recent years. Jet sweep look to the wing back. Not a lot of room for number 22, Ross Yeager.
Carter Bovey again with the tackle. I think that's 3 and 4 in a row.
The senior, one of two returning starters for Chi High this year, and he's clearly playing like he knows what he's doing out there. Schultz. Flare pass left side and incomplete.
Yeah, tempo can work against you. It's not like Hudson exactly has all their fundamentals down and every play is a success for them. There you see a drop on a ball that's thrown right to the numbers. And so, you know, they're going to take some time right here, collect themselves, and that gives the Chi High defense a chance to breathe as well.
3rd and 7, Hudson from their own 43, 7:22 to go in the half. Raiders leading your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 7-0 here on WOGO Sports. Schultz calls for the ball. Ducks, throws over the middle, incomplete. And now what does Coach Cowles want to do on his own 43? Doesn't seem like there's any choice here. Leading 7-0, trusting his defense, he's going to punt it away.
Really nice job by Jackson Martin, the inside linebacker. He got a drop. He was right in the lane where the quarterback wanted to throw the football. He had to throw wide of him, and that resulted in an incomplete pass.
Lyndon Coleman back.
Carter Bovey will stand just above his own 25-yard line between the 26 and 27, waiting for this kick. Pressure is light. Kick is high. Bovey calling for a fair catch at the 25-yard line, and Chi High will start 1st and 10.
Good job by the Chi High defense to get a stop on the Hudson team. And now this game is evening out right now. Chi High got a stop, but on offense they got several first downs, and so that gives you some confidence going into this next drive that, hey, we've got some things we can do against these guys. Now can we sustain our blocks, make our catches, run hard? We can get down to that goal line.
7-0, the 1-1 Raiders lead your 1-1 Chippewa Falls Cardinals Big Rivers Conference opener. You're on WOGO, Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Landon Tease. Good to have you with us.
Twin receivers to the left, ball on the far hash. Mason Von Hayden with Bolin in motion left to right. They give to LeMay. LeMay dancing. Evades one tackler. Then he's stood up, spun LeMay back. Gain of one up to the 27. Hayden Tepper-Eng yet again.
Number 68, Nolan King at the left tackle. A sophomore, offensive lineman, 6'5", really making his presence felt on that play.
We're 45 seconds away from the halfway point of the second quarter. Teams have gone back and forth here. One significant scoring threat for Chi High. Hudson got the ball on a short field for their touchdown. Fumbled on their other short field. Mason Von Hagen and keep himself trying to turn the corner outside the numbers at the 35 to the 35. Skips out of bounds, close to a first down. I think he has it by a yard.
Hudson continues to have two safeties up top, so they're respecting the pass game. So what that means is that Chi High has numbers on the line, in the line of scrimmage, and so they're taking advantage of that. And so when Von Hayden runs the ball, he's not accounted for, so if everybody makes their blocks, he's going to be able to get some yards, as he did on that play.
Clock running at 6:13. First and 10 from their own 38 for the Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Ball in the near hash, twin receivers left, single receiver slot to the right. Mason Von Hayden with LeMay to his left from the shotgun. Calls for the ball. Snap is good. Under heavy pressure, throws it over the middle. Diving attempt. Did he pull it in? Yes, he did. At the 43-yard line, Preston Alger. How about that catch?
That was fantastic play. He looked off the safety, threw it back to his tight end, who made a good job catching that ball, even though it was falling down. Good concentration on his part. And I love when they get the tight end involved because it gives the defense something else to think about.
Gain of five on that play to Alger.
Von Hayden, great composure in the pocket right there. He had a defensive man just stared him down in the face. Strong pass to Alger right there for a good gain.
When you talk about these defensive linemen in your face, they are not small defensive linemen. They are quite large. Second and five, Von Hayden with four wide from his own 43-yard line. He's going to set up a screen and a big hit. Up to the 44, gain of just one.
Yeah, Aiden Tepper-Eng. That was
Xander Neal on the reception.
Fantastic recognition. We thought we could take advantage of their aggressiveness, but when Tepper-Eng came in, he recognized, hey, nobody's blocking me. That means they're doing something behind me. He turned on a dime, showed his athleticism, and made the tackle. Fantastic job by the Hudson defensive end.
I mean, again, you can see why not only is this young man going to play at the next level, he's going to play at high level at the next level. Aiden Tepper-Eng, just one player out of 11 on the field, but he certainly is a difference maker. As Chi High will jump offside. Right guard moving a little early. Well, that'll make this third and three, third and eight.
On the offense, remains third down.
And so now some substitutions. Chi High will bring in Jalen Smith and Xander Neal. Critical play, of course, here on this drive, trying to keep a little momentum. Cardinals will get the ball to start the second half, which, of course, extremely notable if they were able to.
One of the ways you defeat the two high safety is to do crossing routes. Now, but that takes time to develop, and I'm not sure we can block their defensive ends to give enough time for that kind of concept to come to fruition.
Four receivers wide, two left, two right. Von Hayden calls for the ball, going to keep it himself after a delay. 40-yard line, 45, sheds a tackle, and he is up to the 47-yard line, close to the 48. This is going to be fourth and very, very short.
Oh, that's a bad spot. He absolutely had the first down. Great effort by Von Hayden. He dropped back. Pressure came early. And when you have uneven pressure, it leaves seams in the defensive line. Von Hayden picked the seam, ran for everything he could, comes up a half a yard short.
And are the Cardinals going to punt here? No, they'll go heavy, it would seem.
Back when I had the pads on, Caleb, we used to call this the hippo package. You bring Colin Bidette in there, extra beef, and we push for the first down.
So back when you had the pads on, what are you, a ripe 20 years old?
Yeah, that's about right.
Chi High, fourth and a short one from their own 47. And power eye, but from the shotgun. Von Hayden keeping himself, and he plunges forward for a first down.
Even though Chi High is a relatively small team, I love the mentality that they feel like we can line up with these guys man-to-man, and we're going to push you back, and we're going to get the first down. I love the attitude, love the mentality, and love that they were able to execute twice now in those short yardage situations for a first down.
And you're absolutely right. It does look like that Menominee, two fullbacks, and I think you'd call it a power eye when it's under center. When it's from shotgun, I'm not quite sure. But it's that same look, and they just, again, plunge straight ahead with Mason Von Hayden. He was not going to be denied. Die High now at the 49 of Hudson. Under 3 minutes to go. Two timeouts left for Coach Rakovich. Von Hagen keeping himself. Stiff arms the defender across the 50-yard line. Finishes the run into the Hudson sideline. Clock will keep rolling. Gain of maybe a couple.
Von Hayden. I'm sorry. Von Hayden is absolutely one of your better athletes. So I do like that they're giving him the ball. They're giving him the option. And if he sees something he likes, he has the green light to take it for himself. And again, the defense now, who do you focus on? Von Hayden, you focus on LeMay. You've got the sweeps to Bolin. And so they've got a really nice mix happening on offense.
Second and 8 from the 48 of Hudson. Four wide, split evenly left and right for Mason Von Hayden. His team trailing 7-0 late going first half. Von Hayden stepping up in the pocket and keep himself. 45, 40. He's got a first down inside the 35 all the way down to the 31-yard line. Ripping off a run of 17 yards, Mason Von Hayden.
Again, you drop back to pass. They have those two safeties. You do not have somebody who can account for the quarterback. And so he's free to run, and he did a really good job weaving and bobbing his way to a first down. You also notice last play, Tempering, one of their star defensive ends, came off the field.
Von Hayden, waist-high snap, back to pass, dancing, throws over the middle, got a man leaping up inside the 25-yard line, down to the 24.
LeMay.
And we have a stoppage of play here. Timeout on the play. We'll step out. Be back in 60 seconds. Chi High driving, trailing 7-0, late going first half.
Score big and get paid with better checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
The band making their way onto the field here in Hudson, but Chi High hoping to make some noise first with a minute 53 before halftime. Knocking on the door of the Johnson Roloff red zone. Give to Xander Neal. Neal off the right side, inside the 25, down to about the 23.
That's the first carry for Neal, I believe, in this game. But when you watch Von Hayden, the senior quarterback, you can see the command he has on the offense. He's playing with a lot of confidence right now, and the calls that are coming in from the offensive coordinator are working.
Third and short, four wide. Neal in the backfield. Under 90 seconds to play in the half. Mason Von Hayden. Third and call it a long one. Von Hayden still surveying the defense. Calls for the ball. He's going to give it to Neal. Neal's got a burst inside the 20-yard line. Got a first down to the 16, maybe the 17-yard line. And the Cards are officially in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Xander Neal's one of those wrestler kids, very tough kiddies. If we have a power back, it's Xander Neal.
LeMay is split out, slot to the right. First and 10, Chi High with a minute 5 to go. Immediate heavy pressure, throwing it out to LeMay. A diving attempt and an interception inside the 9-yard line as it's an incomplete pass. That last Cardinal first down brought to you by Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your first choice in home and business restoration from floods, fires, mold, and more. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Chi High with exactly 1 minute on the clock. They have a second and 10 from the 15-yard line of Hudson, trailing 7-0.
And there's nothing wrong with a play like that. You line up LeMay in the slot, one of your better offensive players. You try to get him the ball out in space. And if you have an incomplete pass, it stops the clock, which is absolutely what you need. You got one minute exactly on the clock. Second down and 10 from the 16-yard line.
You figure all four downs to work with here. Four wide again, two left, two right. Von Hayden with Neal to his right. Back to pass the senior Von Hayden. Heavy pressure, he's hit. And the ball comes out of the pocket awkwardly as Von Hayden going to take a little time here. And that was another one of those D1 prospects. Not Tepperang that time, but Sam Dickman with a big-time hit.
Man, you heard that from all the way over here, Caleb. I can just feel that.
6'3", 225 is Dickman the senior. So the clock stops, 55.7, third and 10. Chippewa Falls from the 15-yard line. And I say four downs, but would Chi High potentially bring out one of their two senior kickers here to try to get points?
It'd be about 27 yarders with the win from right here.
Third and 10 from the 15 of Hudson, trailing 7-0, 55.7 seconds to go. Four wide for Von Hayden. Calls for the ball, calls his own number, splits off right tackle. He's spun to the ground at about the 11-yard line. Gain of four. And Chi High does not appear to be in any hurry to use their final timeout right now, so it would seem like the decision may be run it down and kick it, but we will wait and see.
Yeah, you say two senior kickers, but it's not like these are four-year kickers. These are brand-new kickers who are both former soccer players up until this year. And so, honestly, there's not a ton of confidence in the kicking game. You're not quite sure what you're going to get. We've seen some of the extra points that barely cleared the crossbar. Now, it's still 1 point or 3 points, but it doesn't give you a ton of confidence.
Coach Rakovich is going to use his final timeout, and then we will see. We are back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. Final seconds, first half.
Sunny below, foot of snow. What? Oh, man, a dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgala can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Under the lights on a Friday night in Hudson, Wisconsin, Chi High hanging tough with the Raiders. 6.4 seconds to go in the half. Hudson 7, Chi High 0 here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Landon Tease with you. And Chi High will be going with Luke McIntyre for what will be about a 28-yard field goal attempt. McIntyre again a senior. Good snap, good spot. McIntyre's kick is blocked. And Hudson's going to try to return this one. Chi High will end the half with a tackle near the 20-yard line.
Colton Penske with a heads-up play to get over and make sure he tackled the Hudson defender with the ball.
Well done by Petska. Well done on the half by Chi High, hanging with this Hudson Raider team that took second in the BRC last year. Cardinals will get the ball to start the second half. Coming up, your great clips, great plays of the half. And we will send you in a moment to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We're back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. Cardinals trail at the break, 7-0.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Smitsky in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open for a touchdown. McDonald, and he finds David Anderson.
45, 50, 45, 40, in the clear. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown.
No play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
It's the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Thank you to Mr. Bromeisel. Maybe you heard it as we were coming back there. Get me some water since I forgot my water bottle. Back in the Wib and Wogo vehicle. Well, this is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Landon Teese with you here. We'll have the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half coming up. But first, guys, as we look at this first half, I mean, for Chi High, again, when you look at some of the struggles offensively last week and look at what this Hudson defense has done historically and what they've done so far this year, you think Chi High has to feel pretty good about being down 7-0 on the road in a game like this and saying, hey, we've gone toe-to-toe with a very tough team.
Absolutely, no question about it. You step off the bus, you see how big the Hudson team is, you see this beautiful atmosphere, this nice stadium. You kind of wonder, you sense a little bit of intimidation, like, hey, are we with these guys, especially given the effort last week against DC Everest? And then you really start to turn the corner in the second quarter, playing complementary football, offense and defense, both playing and working hard, doing really well, having success. And though you don't have any points on the board, like you said, you have a lot of confidence going into the second half that, hey, we can do things against this team. They're definitely beatable, and really looking forward to what unfolds.
And Landon, I think there's got to be a lot of confidence on the sideline, too, especially for a young team that hasn't played a lot of varsity football together and saying, man, we are right in this one.
Yeah, especially how good their defense is. With going into the locker room, you're down by seven. You're going to get the ball at the second half. You really have to be thinking, okay, we're going to have to go down and score. We tie these guys. We get pretty much the entire side of momentum is going to be on our sideline. We shut him, we punch him in the mouth right away. We put 7 points on the board. Defense goes out and stop him. It's a whole different ball game. Maybe get a turnover, put another 3 points on the board. This game is going to go back and forth, I think, through the entire rest of the game, Caleb. It's going to be anybody's game.
We would expect nothing less from a Chi High Hudson contest here on the road at Hudson. We'll step out, be back in 2.5 minutes here on the High V Halftime Show. The great clips, great plays of the half, and we'll see if we can bug Dave Hansen, the Lightning pen, to see if we can get a few stats for you as well, too. That's all coming up in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Chi High trailing 7-0 at the break here at Hudson.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Dave, the Lightning Pen Hansen, going to be handing off some stats in a few moments. We appreciate Dave, Chi High official statistician, very much. Thank you, Mr. Bromeisel. I'm going to wet my whistle with a little water here, and Alan apparently needs a Snickers when he's got to deal with me. It's so, yeah. Thank you. Man, he even gives me back my change, too. That's another level of service. But again, when we look at it, we'll get rid of those great clips, great plays of the half in a few moments. But Alan and then Landon, when you look at what Chi High needs to do in the second half, I mean, again, a lot of this, it feels like they're building some momentum, but we haven't seen a lot of splash plays yet.
Yeah, there certainly isn't on either side a big play out there so far, which is a testimony to the defense that's really solid on both sides of this game. And I don't know, there's one turnover by Hudson that killed their drive, and it gave, you know, Chi High the momentum to have a nice drive on their own. But you still have an opportunity, I think, where their Von Hayden is going to break one, or they're going to get the edge blocked really well, and Bolin is going to, you know, catch a seam and be able to take it to the house. So there's definitely big play potential out there. It's just a matter, can they sustain those blocks, that one or two more beats, so that you can break one of these guys free?
And Landon, your thoughts.
Yeah, and you know, really with the defense, we know we really thought with those two D1 prospects, I mean, obviously they're going to make some plays, and they have made plays tonight, but they haven't been running all over the field and totally dominating the offense. As we saw with that the one drive when we held the ball for that long, I mean, we were moving the ball. It all depends on when is that big play going to come. I think at least one of these teams is going to break one big. You know, a kickoff return to the house, a pick six, just a big play that might eventually have the outcome of the game go into that one play. As an old defensive coordinator, for me, Mr. Mike Bestel, he always said that the game comes down to three plays every single game. And I think we've maybe seen one tonight, but we haven't seen the other two.
Well, let's dive in now to the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. The Great Clips, Great Plays of the First Half sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Pingle evades one arm tackle, and he rushes forward. He may have lost the ball inside the 25. Chi Hai saying they have it dancing around. Do the officials agree?
They got it.
They did. Fumble recovery, Chi Hai.
Colton Petska did a good job getting off his block. He didn't make the tackle, but he certainly disrupted the play. The rest of the defense rallied around, and someone, I don't know who did, but somebody popped out the football. And that's a huge turnover against Hudson and for Chi Hai. It saves them from having to defend that short field.
The Goodmans have graduated, but Grandma Sophie, we're so glad you're with us. Third and five from the 35. Of Hudson for Chi Hai, trailing 7-0, man in motion left to right. There's the flip on the jet sweep look at the 35-yard line. Boland bowls his way down close to a Chi Hai first down, and he finishes that run with a big collision. How about Jackson Boland?
You talk about LeMay last time getting the carry for the first down. That time he threw his body in front of a big defensive end. And he got enough. You know, you just have to get in the way sometimes, and that was enough for Boland to get around the corner and get another first down. I think we have more first downs in this drive than we had the whole game last week at DC Everest.
Yeah, and that comes from him being a hockey player, Caleb. Defensive for hockey on the Cardinals, Jackson Boland coming from the body check right there to finish the play.
See what Ethan could have done to get around the corner.
And the sun has finally set over here, Caleb. I can finally see. It does look like there's a stiff breeze coming from the top of the goalpost. Hudson going to have to go against the wind.
Would have been a really long field goal for Chi Hai and their young kickers. Hudson will go option left.
Fantastic.
Side. Sniffing it out and snuffing it out. Carter Bovey, no gain.
Fantastic job. That's exactly how you play fundamental defense. Tanzer took the quarterback. The corner came up for the pitch man, and that's textbook fundamental defense right there.
Receivers wide, two left, two right. Van Hayden calls for the ball. Going to keep it himself after a delay. 40-yard line, 45. Sheds a tackle, and he is up to the 47-yard line, close to the 48. This is going to be fourth and very, very short.
Oh, that's a bad spot. He back, pressure came early.
Can you bring Colin Bidette in there? Extra beef, and we push for the first down.
So back when you had the pads on. What are you, a ripe 20 years old?
Yeah, that's about right.
Chi Hai, fourth and a short one from their own 47. And power eye, but from the shotgun. Von Hayden keeping himself, and he plunges forward for a first down.
Even though Chi Hai is a relatively small team, I love the mentality that they feel like we can line up with these guys man-to-man, and we're going to push you back, and we're going to get the first down. I love the attitude, love the mentality. May, you've got the sweeps to Boland, and so they've got a really nice mix happening on offense.
Second and eight from the 48 of Hudson. Four wide, split evenly left and right for Mason Von Hayden. His team trailing 7-0 late going first half. Von Hayden stepping up in the pocket and keep himself. 45, 40. He's got a first down inside the 35 all the way down to the 31-yard line, ripping off a run of 17 yards. Mason Von Hayden. And those are your Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show finishes up back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow Compare and Save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store in Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Courtesy of Chi-High statistician Dave the Electric Pen Hansen, here's what it looks like from a statistics perspective. Chi-High leading Hudson in first downs 9-4 in this game. Chi-High also 121 yards of offense, Hudson only 67 yards. Now, of course, the scoreboard says Hudson 7, Chi-High 0. But when you look at this game, Chi-High 31 carries for 102 yards on the ground, 19 through the air, 10 carries for 40 yards for Hudson on the ground, and 27 passing yards. Chi-High Mason Von Hayden 5 of 8 through the air for 19 yards. Hudson's Ryland Schultz 4 of 6 for 27 yards. Fumbles lost. Hudson, one fumble, one loss. Chi-High has not put the ball on the ground yet. Penalties, Chippewa Falls, two penalties for 20 yards, including that pretty critical personal foul penalty early on that's killed a drive. Hudson, three penalties for 15 yards. Chi-High has punted two times, 34-yard average. Hudson, two times for a 44.5-yard average. Mason Von Hayden leads the Cards in rushing with 14 totes for 56 yards. Jackson LeMay, nine carries for 24. Jackson Boland, five for 15 yards. Peyton Pingle with three rushes for 17 yards to lead the way for Hudson. And Aiden Jameson with one carry for 12 yards. As we mentioned, Ryland Schultz, 4 of 6. Mason Von Hayden, 5 of 8. Preston Auger with two receptions for 6 yards for Chi-High. And Ross Yeager with three receptions for 20 yards for Hudson. But, I mean, the story of the stats here, what this is telling me is, again, Hudson has played on some short fields, and obviously they lead. But the Chi-High offense seems to be accomplishing more against this Hudson defense than the other way around.
Yeah, I think we talked about that quite a bit before half, but as Hudson, you're probably thinking, hey, we played a pretty bad first half, and we're still up 7-0. So from their perspective, they're probably thinking kind of the same thing. They've got optimism going into the second half as well.
Jack Strong, the senior kicker, will drive this one on a line to the 5-yard line straight ahead, 10-15-20.
That is Boland.
Xander Neal,
across the 20-yard line.
Tackle number four, Brennan Nelson.
And Nelson on the stop for Chi High. Again, the Hy-Vee halftime show finishes up, and we are back to our second half action. Those great clips, great plays of the half brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Open for greatness here in the second half for Chippewa Falls. Trailing 7-0. As they will start first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Landon Teese with you here at Raider Stadium in Hudson. Mason Von Hayden going to keep it himself off the right side. Slanting forward, takes a hard hit at the 30-yard line drop there, but a gain of four.
He got around the edge, and there's three Hudson defenders converging on him. Von Hayden did a great job of getting as much out of that as he possibly could.
This one's going to come back, Caleb. We got going to have a holding penalty on Chippewa.
No.
Right end. Got a little too much jersey. It was too easy for the ref in the back.
On the offense, 10-yard penalty.
And that is the third penalty for a loss of 30 yards total for Chi High. Again, they haven't been penalized a lot. We mentioned 1 5-yarder, but one pretty critical 15-yarder that really put a stop to an initial drive for the Cardinals.
Oh, that hurts.
And it didn't look like he held them too bad. I mean, he just grabbed a little bit of jersey, and then that's all the ref needed to see, and he threw the laundry out.
Now, for the record, Landon Teese is a former offensive lineman, so you'd expect him to think that wasn't a good call.
You're exactly right, Alan.
They never hold, do they?
No, I didn't.
First and 20 from their own 16 for Chi High. Four wide. Von Hayden give off the right side. And that's LeMay. And LeMay runs into a sea of white and navy.
Run by number two, Xander Neal.
At the line of scrimmage, Xander Neal. Excuse me.
The Hudson defense has come out with a real purpose. They've asserted themselves these first two plays, shown really good physicality. And that's something Chi High has to match and have the momentum that they got in the second half. There's no guarantee you're going to continue that momentum going into this next half. So they need to reestablish that through effort.
Hayden Tepperang once again. No gain on the play. Single receivers left and right for Chi High. Now they'll send a man out the slot to the right. Von Hayden, the senior, facing a second and 20 from his own 16-yard line. Just over a minute into the third quarter. Chi High trailing 7-0. Man in motion left to right. Von Hayden throws over the middle. Intercepted. And this one is taken down to the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. And knocked out of bounds inside the 5-yard line.
I almost said it and then I didn't.
Dalton.
But when you have a second and forever, what you want to make sure you don't do is panic and throw an interception or make a turnover. Drop back through into traffic. We've seen it happen a couple times tonight. And this time Hudson was opportunistic, getting the interception and a nice return down inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, it didn't look like he saw him, Caleb. And he had the slant come in just on the inside. He didn't see the inside linebacker. Just a little unfortunate.
So Zach Dalton picks off Mason Von Hayden for Von Hayden. That's just his second pick here in the first three games of this season. But now Hudson will have a first and goal and a 2-yard touchdown run from Rylan Schultz. His second touchdown run, his second from 2 yards out.
Touchdown!
This one coming with 10:36 to play.
In the third number three, quarter. Rylan Schultz.
And it's 13-0, the Raiders.
Exactly the same play scored on a quarterback draw. Direct snap to the quarterback, finds a hole, went in standing up, wasn't touched. Tough break, tough way to start the third quarter for Tri-High football.
A couple other halftime scores. Rice Lake leading St. Croix Central 32-14. Thorpe leading McDonald 8-man 20-6. Jack Strong, who does not lack for leg strength for the PAT, and it is blocked by Tri-High. And the Cards, with a special teams play to keep it at 13-0. We'll see if that comes into play at the end of this one. Back in 60 seconds, 13-0 Hudson, early going second half on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation.
Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clip salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
High on the return from the Jack Strong kick as it dribbles down to the 10-yard line. And
Jackson Boland on the
Jackson
return.
Boland, a nice return up close to the 30. I think they'll give him the 30 and good starting field position
tackled
for the Cards.
But Schwartz.
Now down two scores rather than one.
And Ethan Hines.
Need to stack together some first downs here offensively.
And here for Von Hayden, senior leader. He's the unquestioned leader of this team and of this offense. You got beat on a play last time. And you don't want to let one mistake beat you twice. In other words, you got to flush that. Hey, that was last series. We still have a lot of football game left. Let's come out. Let's do our best. Let's see if we can get a drive together, get something positive going.
They've proven throughout this game they can move the ball in this Hudson defense. It's not easy. It's tough sledding, but they can do it. First and 10 from the 30. Give to Boland. Boland hesitates off the left side, trying to turn the corner. He's strung out and dropped near the line of scrimmage.
Boland on the carry.
Yeah, you said it well. He was really patient, waiting for something to open up. But Hudson did a really good, disciplined job spreading it out, stretching it out, rather, and then coming up and making the tackle.
2 minutes gone by here, third quarter. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham in the booth. Landon Tease on the sidelines here at Hudson. 13-0. The Raiders.
He would have to cut it. He has to cut it up sooner to get some sort of thing. This probably
stopped. Chai High give off the left side to LeMay, and LeMay burrows into the left side of the line, maybe for one, possibly two.
Now, last week, Sam Hebert had the big LeMay play. It was a short pass to him, and he used his speed to get down the field and score a touchdown. I don't think he's been thrown to yet this game. Would like to see him get involved in the offense to give him something to work with. As they've been, yes, they have a high safety, but it still doesn't mean he can't get him on a slant, get him something the ball early, and see what he could do.
Shy high, Von Hayden on the option look. Late pitch out, that's LeMay. LeMay trying to turn across the 35, and LeMay close to the 40-yard line. It is going to be pretty close to a first down. Jackson LeMay finishing that run well. Depends a lot on the spot here. And it is a first down for Jackson LeMay.
He made something out of nothing there, which is kind of a common thing for LeMay. He makes the hard thing seem simple to him. I thought Von Hayden should have kept the ball longer to hold the defense. He pitched it fairly early, which meant the defense could continue their surge going focused on LeMay, but he still was able to outrun them to the corner and get a first down.
His ability to switch direction, Caleb, is unbelievable. He can switch to one side, and then it's just one leg after the other to the first down.
So Chai High, critical first down now from their own 40-yard line. Give to LeMay. LeMay off right guard for maybe 2 yards as he crosses the 40-yard line.
Tackle by number 2, Jack LeBlanc. And
LeBlanc,
number 5, Ben Stigler.
With the stop for Hudson. Again, Chai High doesn't need to score quickly. They just need to give their defense a little bit of a break here and keep those chains moving. Plenty of time in this one. Trailing 13-0. .14 to go here, third quarter. Second and 8, Chai High from their own 43-yard line, or just shy of it. Showing blitzes Hudson. Von Hayden going to keep it himself. Finds a little bit of a crease up to the 45-yard line. Gain of 2.
Number 17,
third and about 6 coming up for the Cards.
Hudson was really aggressive on that play, blitzing a linebacker right to the middle. Von Hayden was able to see that, adjust to go over towards the guard tackle gap and get a few yards to make this a more manageable third down play.
One thing I noticed, Caleb, is that Von Hayden doesn't have to come all the way over to Hustler to get the play. He has to memorize all these different sign signals and not put 6 miles on in the game.
So twin receivers right, with Jalen Smith in motion, keeping it himself and stacked up just beyond the line of scrimmage is Von Haden.
Sometimes when Von Haden takes out the initial defender, he puts his back to the defense, and he got smacked really hard by the linebacker coming up. Very aggressive and hard-hitting defense this Hudson team is.
Brings up a fourth and four.
Cards are going to punt it away, and Ross Yeager, who's really done a lot of damage, I believe averaging about 18 or 19 yards per punt return here. High snap, pressure is very light. Kick that's going to cause Yeager to run up to his 25, and he falls and hits a knee mercifully as he tried to change direction. So about the worst starting field position of the night here for the Hudson Raiders at their own 25.
Really good job by Carson Bovey and Petro to be down there. They were able to defeat their blocks. There was no place for the runner to go, and when he's trying to make a move, he went down to a knee, and that time no return. Hudson starting at their own 25-yard line, which is significantly harder than what they faced the past possessions.
And we saw them go lightning fast throughout the first half. We'll see if they keep up that tempo. And in motion left to right, Schultz straight up the middle. He hits a white wall of jerseys and stacked up at the 28. Driven back, they may give him the 29 for a gain of 4. Well, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
My number 12.
I'm not going to even try doing more of that read because Hudson's right back on the ball. And in motion left to right. New quarterback in for Hudson. Across the 30-yard line up to the 35.
Home with another quarterback here.
Close to a first down, and that new quarterback is Steele.
And that's enough for a Hudson Raider.
5'11", 165-pound junior.
This time, the quarterback, all the action was going to the right. He held the ball counter to the left and had a nice gain for a first down.
So the junior home and at quarterback, twin receivers to the right, single receiver to the left, getting the play call here. First and 10 from their own 37 for Hudson, leading Chi High 13-0 as we hit the halfway point of the third quarter here in WOGO Sports. Home fakes, going to keep it himself, evades one defender across the 40-yard line up to the 42.
It almost seems like Hudson saw that Chi High was getting some good gains by running the quarterback, and they themselves brought in their running quarterback. So far, they're riding the quarterback runs on this series.
Tanzer on the stop there, but a gain of 5. And in motion right to left, faking the jet sweep, keeping himself his home. This time he's hit behind the line of scrimmage, grabbed by an ankle, turned back, and dropped for a loss of 2.
Colton Petzka from the defensive end position did a great job coming in, defeating his block, hanging on, making the play.
Tackled by number 50, Trevor Dombrowski.
Dombrowski finishes him off. The ball will actually be spotted just beyond the 40-yard line. So a loss of just over a yard.
Now they bring in their throwing quarterback.
Still going tempo. Third and 6 from their own 41, and some confusion here. And Coach Cowles, I believe, is going to take a timeout here. He will back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Smitsky in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open for a touchdown. McDonald, and he finds David Anderson.
45, 50, 45, 40, in the clear. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. To the end zone, touchdown!
No play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Third and 6 Hudson from their own 41. Back to pass, Ryland Schultz guns it over the middle. In the air. It's almost intercepted. Incomplete at the 45-yard line. Oh, a golden opportunity for the Cards. Robert Wagner, I think, had his mitts on that for a moment.
Oh, he'll be thinking about that for a while. The ball was thrown to their tight end. Great hit by the defender. The ball popped up in the air. Wagner had it in his hands but could not drag it in.
Still,
Lyndon Coleman back to punt.
A punt coming here for Hudson. Line drive directional. Carter Bovey going to take it at the 27-yard line, trying to make a man miss. Reversing field, cutting across the hashes to the 35, to the 40, 45, 50, down the sideline. Carter Bovey, 40,
there's
35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, down to the tackle, to the 5. We'll keep that as a highlight, even if it's coming back. Carter Bovey, an electrifying return, but unfortunately a flag all the way back at the 39.
It almost seems automatic that when a punt returner reverses the field, and I was watching, I didn't see it myself, but of course, I'm a homer. I didn't see the play, I didn't see where, but I did see the flag come out, and it's unfortunate that it's so far behind the action that the ref farthest away from the ball would throw a flag. That would have been a huge play for Chi-High.
Goodness, Carter Bovey landed just an absolutely electric return.
Yeah, I mean, I was running down the sideline with him. I didn't even see the flag. And then when Alan mentioned that, then my hopes dropped, and I'm starting to walk back here.
Well, so you mentioned running down with him. So back when you had the pads on, could you run that fast?
No. 68 cannot run that fast. Absolutely not.
So the Cardinals, again, get the stop on defense, and as you mentioned, Alan, just a fantastic hit. Blindside block.
On the returning team.
Chi-High.
15-yard penalty.
So not only a 10-yard penalty, but a 15-yard penalty. Still, because of where that foul occurred, Chi-High will start at their own 25.
But if you remember how that Hudson drive started, they had a lot of momentum. They got a couple first downs, and then one really good defensive play by Colton Pesca threw that whole drive off, and now they've had the ball back at their own 25. But now they've got a chance to reestablish themselves and change the momentum.
Again, it's just a 13-0 game. One touchdown here changes the entire complexion of this contest. 4:39 left to go in the third quarter on the road at Hudson. Big Rivers Conference opener. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham with you in the booth. Landon Tease on the sideline. Sam Aberle back at the Wilgo home base in Halley. Thank you again to all of our great sponsors making these broadcasts possible. Both teams 1-1, both looking for their first win of the conference schedule. Mason Von Hayden, the senior signal caller from the shotgun, trips to his left, single receiver's right. Von Hayden calls for the ball. He's going to roll out to his left under immediate heavy pressure, throws high, tipped into the air and into the Chi-High sideline.
I don't know if that was necessarily high, but it was going to the player behind the running back that jumped up the touch ball. I think that was intended for Boland, possibly, but there are two players in the same area. Neither could catch it, so the end result is an incompletion.
Again, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. So don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Coming soon to Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Trips tight bunch to the right, single receiver left. Von Hayden back to pass on second and long. Von Hayden going over the middle, shoots it to his man at the 35-yard line. Line complete, and that is close to the stick. And Jackson LeMay with the catch.
That was
okay, first down, Caleb.
First down, Chi-High.
Von Hayden threaded the needle between three defenders to get it into LeMay. Glad that he isn't spooked by that interception. He's still willing to throw the ball into tight spaces. It's clear.
Again, we've seen from time to time LeMay typically in the backfield, but sometimes they'll sneak him out into the slot. That's where he will operate here, the back of that bunch in the trips formation. Single receiver to the right ball on the near hash. First and 10 from their own 36. Von Hayden rolling out to his left. Immediate to rest. Throws left side. He's got a man. I believe that's Wilson Smith, excuse me, across the 40. And Smith up close to the 45. Maybe the 46. That's very close to another Chi-High first down.
You saw he caught the ball. He put on the brakes. Defender whizzed by him. And he was able to gain additional yards. It looks like they're giving the first down.
Two successive first downs, both through the air for Chi-High.
Here we go. We're getting back to the mix where Hudson can't key up on one certain player or one certain play.
Ball on the far hash now. Trips in the slot to the left, single receiver to the right. Von Hayden from his own 46, delayed give right side, and that is absolutely demolished.
Xander Neal in the carry.
By Xander Neal.
Number 6, Sam Dickman.
That's hit by Dickman.
And number 17, Spencer Banaszynski.
Number 17, Spencer Banaszynski, both 6'3".
Banaszynski is injured on this. He's gimping off the field. I don't know if it's anything serious, but he's going to need to get that looked at. Nonetheless, Hudson has some very good defenders, so Unfortunately, we took a 5-yard loss on that play, so now 2nd and 15.
Again, the last two plays had two straight first downs. Trips to the right, single receiver left, Von Hayden from the gun. 2nd and long from his own 42-yard line. Von Hayden goes right side, diving attempt in front of the Hudson bench. No dice there for Jalen Smith, a sophomore.
They're definitely making a concerted effort to roll the pocket. So Von Hayden now on his pass plays, he is moving out so that it gives different angles for the defenders to kind of look at, and it doesn't allow any certain player to, you know, tee off on Von Hayden sitting back like on a three-step drop, for example.
Call it 3rd and 14 from their own 42 for Chi High. Promising drive, but now they're going to need to convert a 3rd and very long. Twin receivers left and right. Mason Von Hayden, the senior, from the gun, switches Xander Neal to his right hip. LeMay in motion left to right, fakes the give to Neal under immediate pressure and drop for a big loss. Mason Von Hayden, what a play there by the defensive line.
Number 6, Sam Dickman.
Yeah, it's certainly an advantage for us to be up here in the box. We can get a bird's eye view. The offensive line was blocking the defender to the left. Von Hayden moved off to the left where he was being blocked into. So unfortunately, he got pushed right into the defender.
High snap, pressure light, high but very short punt. And it is going to bounce off a couple Chi High upmen and hit at the 38, maybe the 39-yard line. So beautiful starting field position if you're a Hudson Raiders fan. Leading 13-0.
This is what negative plays do to you. We had two first downs in a row. We had some momentum. Then we have that negative 5-yard play. And then a couple incompletions, a bad punt, and now Hudson is starting at their own 37-yard line.
And here comes the lightning-quick offense again. Again, no huddle all night, keeping the Cards on their toes.
1st and 10, Hudson from the 38 of the Cards, leading 13-0, 2:36 to go. Ryland Schultz going to give off the left side. That looks to be Jaeger. Jaeger at the 40-yard line with flags on the play.
Tanzer.
The 39.
Yeah, Tanzer, the defensive end, was trying to get off to make the tackle, and I believe he got held. This is going to go against Hudson.
So a negative play on first down to try to push the Raiders back.
Holding. Offense.
Stop the clock.
10-yard penalty. Replay first down.
Sound system very robust here, so we don't even need to tell you. That'll back the Raiders up.
And that's what happens on those outside jet sweeps. You're trying to break the edge and seal off the edge as an offensive player. And when the defense is pushing around, you got to try to keep them. And even when you try to hold.
1st and 20 from their own 48. Schultz going to go out to Jaeger at midfield. Jaeger trying to cut up between the numbers, and he will be dropped shy of the 45. Up to the 46.
Fantastic job of the Chi High defense rallying around. It's a quick pass out to the wide receiver, and you're just trying to beat the defense to a spot. But the Chi High defense rallied very quickly in a short game.
Call it a gain of 3. 2nd and 17 for the Hudson Raiders. Jogging right back up to the line. Single receiver left, man in motion left to right. Twin receivers over there, back to pass. Ryland Schultz, he's looking deep down the right sideline. Throws it up for grabs.
That's
it picked? Intercepted. Chippewa Falls. Carter Bovee.
They ran a running back out down the sideline after two receivers had cleared the area, and they were hoping to catch the defense sleeping. But Carson Bovee did a tremendous job of identifying the fly pattern. He got back into a sprint, and he was able to play the football and came down with a great individual effort by Carson Bovee.
That was right in front of me, Caleb. He had the ball in his hands. Chippewa actually took the ball and pulled it away from him and held him down as he fell on his back, able to secure it. Absolutely great play by the Cardinals. Switch the momentum.
And that was Carter Bovee. We did see that accurately from up here. I know it was the far side of the field. Number 6.
I know it's number 9.
Number 9, excuse me.
Oh, okay,
my apologies to Jack Zwiefelhofer. That is his 3rd pick of the season.
Yeah, he played the ball super well, exactly how Coach Mo likes to coach up his D-backs. When you see the ball near, you go after and get it. You become the receiver. Great job by the senior defensive back.
So Jack Zwiefelhofer with a pick. Carter Bovee's played a fantastic game, but Zwiefelhofer, the other senior at DB. Mason Von Hayden, late pitch out, and nowhere to go for Jackson LeMay. As LeMay is going to use big yardage back near the 10-yard line, loss of 5.
Stop by number 4.
That play was working very well for us, the pitch. play. But, you know, Hudson goes into the locker room at halftime as well. They make adjustments. And so now it's up to Nolan Hutzler and the offense to figure out what are they going to counter now that they're taking that play away.
Second and 15 coming up. 1:17 to go here in the third quarter. A quarter that's certainly gone the way of the Hudson Raiders, but it is just a two-score game, 13-0.
I'd love to see one of those explosive plays here.
Shy high, two receivers left. Bolin in motion left to right. Jet sweep to Bolin. Bolin trying to turn the corner, and he just gets past the 10. Again, Hudson just doing Bolin such a great sweep. Job of gap discipline on these end arounds.
Tackle by number 24, Ethan Hines.
Hines with the stop for the Raiders, and maybe a couple yards for Jackson Bolin, if that. I think they're going to give him a yard up to the 11. Third and 13, Chai High. We'll see if they run another play here before we switch sides for the third quarter. I think they will have to run one more. Third and very long. Trips to the right, single receiver left. Von Hayden calls for the ball. He's going to roll out to his right. Von Hayden throws it right side. He's got Smith on the run. Stutter steps up to the 20-yard line. Gets 9, needed 13. And the clock continues to wind, and that should take us to the end of the third quarter. Chai High likely punting here. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. The final frame coming up, a two-score game here in Hudson in the Big Rivers Conference opener. We're back in 60 on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Sweet Caroline playing here in Hudson. Chai High facing a 4th and 10 from their own 20, trailing 13-0 as we begin quarter number 4 on WOGO Sports. Good snap, very light pressure. Nice kick up into the lights here on this Friday night. Jaeger picks up the 42-yard line, and he's hitting drag backwards, and nowhere to go. And now we've got a late flag.
Jaeger.
And what direction is that penalty going to go?
That time it was Carter Bovey making a great effort of sprinting down the field and making a sure tackle.
But where is this infraction going? Was there something said after that play?
It's kind of been going on all night, Caleb. As I watch after whistle plays, this is a rivalry game coming from a former player. We always hate to play Hudson in pretty much any sport, football, especially hockey, volleyball. You love to beat Hudson. I definitely see why these whistle plays are going
late
on.
Late hit on the receiving team. 15-yard penalty, first down.
And you heard that, and that will change Hudson's starting field position dramatically here. March them all the way back inside their own 27.
That's good special teams to flip the field. You take the penalty. Works against Hudson. Now they've got 74 yards to go. So hopefully, if you're Chai High, you can get a 3-and-out, get the ball back to your offense.
13-0 the Raiders. Opening play from scrimmage here in quarter number 4. Ryland Schultz going to keep it himself, looking for an option man, and there is no one there. Chai High is going to bury him back inside the 20-yard line, a loss of 8.
You weren't really sure what happened. It definitely was a busted play. The quarterback looked like he was going to do the option play, then he dropped back for a pass, but there was nobody else on the same page as him, and eventually he just went down to the dirt as he was about to be sacked.
Hudson's still going to jump back to the line pretty quickly here. Ball now, they're 18. Schultz going to keep it himself. This time he will throw the option pitch to Jaeger. Jaeger far side of the floor, barreled
Jaeger
out of bounds.
Really good job against the fundamental defense Hudson going to the wide side of the field on a pitch play. Good discipline to put pressure on the quarterback. He pitches the tailback. Carter Bobey coming from the secondary to force the player out of bounds.
Gain of just three. So third and 15 from their own 21 for the Raiders. Three receivers to the right. Jet sweep to that right side, turning the corner at the 20-yard line, picking his way up to the 25, and a good stiff stop by Chai High on the far side of the field. That was Carter Bovey again.
Zweifelhofer came up to force the player inside. Bovey cleans up. Simon Fish also there from the secondary. Really good job by this defensive secondary. That's their responsibility is to come up and get the pitch man, and they did their job exactly what you want. You got a three and out. Hudson punting.
Coleman to punt. Bovey, who's been busy, standing at his 44-yard line. Pressure is light, and just a knuckleball punt.
Get away.
It's going to take a little bit of a Hudson hop, then a Chai High roll across the 45, down to the 44. Chai High will start first and 10 on the Hudson side of the 50. How about that?
This is a big drive for Chippewa right now, Caleb. You got to put some points up on the board. Looking at 10 minutes left. Down two scores. Unless you're looking for a big defensive play, this is a big series here for the Cards.
I don't have a really good memory, but when's the last time we started in the plus side of the 50?
Yeah.
Get them while they're hot.
Probably 2022.
So first and 10, Chai High, officially at the 45 of Hudson, trailing 13-0, 10:07 remaining in the game. Xander Neal in the backfield. On the right hip of Mason Von Hayden. Hebert to the left, trips to the right. They're going to flare it out right side. That's LeMay, and he's bobbling the ball, makes the catch, but hits as he is trying to reel it in.
The reception.
No gain, maybe even a loss of one back to the 46.
Unfortunately, he had to catch the ball about three times before he could start running, allow the defense to catch up to him.
They like that little flare bubble screen to the right side. They opened the season with it against Holman. Jackson LeMay. That time couldn't quite execute again. The Hudson defensive line collectively is the MVP of the night so far. Every Tavik. Second and 11. Chai High from the Raiders' 46-yard line. Trailing by 13. Mason Von Hayden off the left side, keeping it himself, and he is hit at the original line of scrimmage and dropped there. Gain of one.
Third
and 10 coming
up.
You got to figure it's two down territory here for Chai High, but you want to get at least half of it.
Yeah, absolutely. They haven't gone back to the square end or the little curl. Sometimes they can get behind the defensive end, behind the linebackers, either with the slot receiver or the tight end. That's a play they haven't gone to in a while, and again, they haven't tried anything on a vertical route to some of their speedsters on the outside.
Speaking of speed, Hebert wide to the left. Jalen Smith with him. Twin receivers to the right. Von Hayden, the senior, third and 10 from the Hudson 45-yard line. Von Hayden takes a waist-high snap. Immediate pressure. He's going to roll out to his right, being pursued. Von Hayden still looking downfield. Throws it right in front of his own sideline. Cannot see. Look, Hudson saying incomplete.
Yeah, incomplete,
Caleb. Will say so as well.
Looks like that was to Boland.
So now fourth and 10. What does Chai High do here? You figure two downs, but I think they're going to punt with an incomplete pass.
Probably would have been a different scenario if they got a couple yards, Caleb, but could be a little risky here.
And, you know, as I said, that they haven't gone vertical. It looked like he was dropping back to try to find a vertical threat. But the defensive pressure was so quick that Von Hayden did not have a chance to make a throw. He had to scamper and then make a throw on the run.
Fashingbauer to punt. He'll stand at his own 44.
Are they going to come back to the right with this? Yes,
Fashingbauer going to keep it himself off the left side. He evades one tackler but runs into the chalk on the Hudson sideline right at the line of scrimmage. So ran it to the short side of the field there.
Number 28,
just
Colton
no
Schwartz.
Room for Ethan Fashingbauer. Schwartz with the stop and turnover on downs. Ball goes back to Hudson. Chai High takes it over in plus territory, but not able to do anything with it. The Raiders with a 13-0 lead with 8:21 left. And the ball near midfield.
Coach Rakevich and Coach Moe have definitely shown willingness to try some trick plays with the punt game, the kick game in general. And that time it didn't work out.
And in motion left to right, give to the right side for Hudson up to the 49-yard line. Spilled there. Jaeger on the carry. A couple Chi High defenders in the mix on that stop, Guyton, including Guyton Patro, the 5'11", 143-pound junior defensive back.
As a defense, you're not only thinking, hey, we need to stop, you know, Hudson as soon as we can. You also need to be thinking about stripping the football. How can we get the ball back to our offense via turnover?
Second and 7, Hudson after the gain of 3 by Yeager. Bought their own 49. Into Yeager again. He's hit and spun down right at midfield. I think that was
Pingle on the carry.
Pingle, well, excuse me that time.
Number 40. Wagner. What a great play he made from the linebacker position. Coming up, making a sure tackle.
Third and mid-range here for Hudson. Yeager will motion over to the left side of the formation. They have twin receivers over there. Now a pause.
A new play coming in. This is where you saw some weakness in Chi defense when they're just out on the field a lot during the game, that they wore down a little bit in the fourth quarter. This game has not been as uneven, but there's still a lot of pressure on this defense.
Third and 4, Hudson letting this one trickle under 7 minutes to go as they lead by 2 scores, 13-0 with possession on the Chi High side of the 50 at the 49. And now going to let this one roll down and take a timeout. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory-authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Third and 4 for Hudson. Yeager in motion left to right, keeping himself as Schultz. Schultz picks his way forward, and then he is stormed back shy of the line to gain. Chi High led by Carter Bovey and a host, a flock of white jerseys.
Tackle by Tanzer.
Schultz got a few pops on that hit there. By the two safeties coming in.
They're going for it.
Shake them up a little bit.
Fourth and 1. Schultz again at quarterback. Fourth and 1 from the 46 of Chi High. Schultz going to keep himself straight ahead. He's got the first down. He's into the clear in the secondary. Across the 35. Finally dragged down at the 31-yard line. Schultz, the seas just parted on fourth and 1.
The quarterback run up the middle has been effective. They haven't gone to it a lot, but they went to it twice in a row, and it was effective to get a first down. Now the starting quarterback, number 3, came out of the game right now with an ankle injury. Their running quarterback, number 12, is back into the game, so I'd expect a heavy dose of him, of quarterback runs.
That's home, the junior. He'll give it to Yeager. Yeager finds a crease along the left side, cutting it outside. The hash is spun down inside the 25-yard line.
Nice job by Simon Fish coming up from the safety position to make the tackle.
Fish, as you mentioned on the stop. We've hit the halfway points of the final frame here in Hudson. 13-0 the Raiders, but they are threatening. Probably their most significant drive here of the second half. Give off the right side. Wagner Jameson with the stop. Jameson dropped at the 20-yard line.
Tackle by number 40.
Yeah, Robert, this is what you're a little bit afraid of now. You're noticing Hudson is ripping off bigger chunks.
First down.
Each time, and there's signs of some tiredness, which you would certainly understand on the Chi High defense.
Twin receivers to the left, single receiver slot to the right, ball on the near hash. Give to Yeager. Yeager puts the ball on the ground. It's loose, and Yeager able to get on it first. Loss of yardage back to the 23.
Oh, what a huge opportunity. There. He absolutely let the ball just fall right to the dirt. It rolled for a good 5 yards in front of him, but defender was not close enough to make a play on it.
5:17 and counting, clock certainly becoming a factor here, but more so the fact that Chi High needs to keep this at just a 2-score game. Home hesitates straight up the middle. He's tripped up by an ankle. Nice job. That looked to be number 54, Jackson Martin, who made a nice play at the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely great play. All he got was a couple ankles, but that was enough to bring down the quarterback. Now a third and 10. So I'm thinking if you prevent the first down here, they're going to have to kick a field goal. That still leaves you with a two-possession game.
So home at quarterback, third and 10 from the 20-yard line of the Cards. Option pitch right side, the bumble again.
High driving for it, and the Cardinals have it.
Oh, what a change of events.
This is huge.
Football.
I got to tip your hat to that defense. What is that, four turnovers tonight, Caleb?
That's a couple fumbles recovered and an interception as well. The defense playing their hearts out, leaving it all on the field here at Hudson. And now the Chi-High offense with 4:30 left, trailing 13-0. Can we get a little magic here in this Cardinal-Raider rivalry? We've seen it a lot over the past 5 years.
You've seen some really good plays by Chi-High, but nothing explosive. Hudson's been able to maintain everything. Again, they've been disciplined, even with, I've been mentioning, the two high safeties. What that means is that you cannot get over the top of them. They're not going to give you any long passes. And so then as an offense, you have to be methodical, you have to be patient, and you have to hope that you can break one with a great individual effort. And that's exactly what they're going to need right now to get it back in this game.
First and 10, the Cards from their own 23-yard line. Four wide, split evenly left and right. Smith in motion left to right. The give hit to him. Excuse me, give it right up the middle, rather. The fake on the jet sweep. And
it was a jet sweep.
Less fooled than I am.
It was a reverse. Jalen Smith got the ball going to the right side. He handed it off to the slot receiver coming back. But the defensive line had such good penetration, they were able to make the tackle in the backfield.
Loss of one back to the 22. Cards going a little tempo here. Just over 4 minutes to play. Quick throw right side, high catch. That's Bolin. Bolin cuts straight up to the 25, maybe the 26 for a gain of four.
Pass complete.
Yeah, number 14, Aiden Tepper-Eng from the defensive end. Athletic enough to get out on the edge and make the play.
And Zach Dalton.
I feel like a broken record, but again, Dickman and Tepper-Eng, these D1 prospects at defensive end for Hudson, have been absolutely as advertised, and I would say more so. Third and 7, Chi-High from their own 27-yard line. High snap, hauled in by Von Hayden. He's going to throw on the move. Got a man across the 30-yard line, short of the stick. Completes and out of bounds. Clock will stop. That was Jalen Smith, the sophomore. Does Chi-High have any option but to go for it here? I don't think so.
No, absolutely, they've got to go for it. But that's a nice job to haul in a pass. He's shown some really good hands. He's just a sophomore.
Got time.
Cards on fourth and about two. Hebert to the right, slot to the right. Jackson Boland going a little bit heavier package here. Preston Auger at the left side of that formation at tight end. Mason Von Hayden, fourth and a long one. Von Hayden gives it off the right side, and that is going to be close. Should be enough for the first down.
Six,
really
Bovey.
Good Carter, second effort.
Carter Bovey in there.
The Hudson defenders made a really good hit, but he's able to spin off and lean forward to get the first down. But we really have to pick this up here and go for some tempo, because now down to almost 3 minutes, we still got to get two scores.
3:13 to go. Chi-High on the near hash. Four wide left and right. Again, needing to move here. First and 10 from the 34, trailing 13-0. Von Hayden back to pass, pops it over to Hebert along the 40-yard line, ducks out of bounds for a gain of six.
Hebert's first catch of the game. And, you know, as a defense, when you're up by two scores with just a couple minutes left, you can afford to sag back. You're going to give up that short pass all day long, because Chi-High does not have enough time in the game to complete small passes. And so, yeah, Hudson's going to give you that all day.
Cards do have three timeouts left. 2:58 remaining in the game. Trips to the right, single receiver to the left. Von Hayden, second and five from his own 40-yard line. Trailing by two scores. Von Hayden rolling out to his right. He is pursued, ducking way back to his 29-yard line, and he's just going to heave this one into the sideline, making the smart play, live to fight another day.
Yeah, absolutely. Throw that out of bounds. It stops the clock.
Landon, I'm sure the sense of urgency picking up a little bit on the sideline as well here.
Yeah, it's kind of quieted down. We got less than 3 minutes left. We got third down. You got to break a big play here, Caleb. You got to get some momentum and fire these guys up on the sideline. We're really just looking for a big play.
Defense is heart and soul, giving it everything they've had here. And can the offense return the favor for Chi High? Third and five from their own 44 wide. The senior signal caller, Mason Von Hayden, calls for the ball. He's going to flip it left side. Got a bear right near the stick. Hudson signaling fourth down. And we'll really depend on the officials here for the spot. Where are they going to spot this? It is a first down. It is a first down for Chi High.
They had the sticks. They had two receivers on the left side. And Hebert went short, and Smith was going deep. And I think they can come back to that and hit Smith on a vertical.
Twins left and right. 2:35 to go. Von Hayden back to pass. Throws left side. High catch. Hebert right at midfield. And the clock will continue to run as he is slammed to the turf inbounds. Again, they've had Hebert on that left side, but just nibbling at the yardage needed here. Trailing 13-0 with 2:15 left. Three timeouts. And four wide, Von Hayden. Waist-high snap. Now he's under heavy pressure. Got to keep it himself, and he is dragged down behind the line of scrimmage. Von Hayden just nowhere to go.
That's what you can't take right here, Caleb. You can't take a sack. 2 minutes left. You have to force to take a timeout here.
Timeout taken by Coach Rakovich. We'll step out just for 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports. 2 minutes remaining. Chi High trailing 13-0.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Exactly 2 minutes on the clock here in Hudson. Chi High trailing 13-0 to the Hudson Raiders. Two timeouts left for the Cards. After the loss on the play, they're back on their side of the 50 at the 49-yard line.
Now, it's easy to say that you can't take a sack in that situation, and certainly that's true, except you have three defenders bearing down on you from every direction. There's not really much else you can do because you don't want to just throw the ball up for an interception. And at this point, you've seen a lot of positive things that we'll talk about in the postgame. But we still have 2 minutes to go here. Let's see if they can hit a deep one and onside kick. And I believe in magic.
Third and seven from their own 49 for the Cards. Von Hayden flares it out right side. It's a pass from Alger. Alger going deep. Oh, an incomplete pad. No. Oh, I thought they had it, and the original call was right incomplete. They were going for Jackson Boland, who laid out at the 17-yard line. Boland trying to make a campaign that he had that ball, but the official, the back judge, says no.
Yeah, I saw from back here, Caleb. He did catch the ball with the ground.
It was a nice play design.
Good throw by Preston Alger.
Yeah, absolutely. A little pass out to the tight end who throws it down the field. He put it in a spot where only Boland, because he still had two defenders on him. Hudson did not bite on the fake.
Great athletic play, though. He dove out, had the hand, and just unfortunately couldn't get the hand underneath the ball to take it in and get the reception.
Fourth and seven now, Chi High from their own 49. Two timeouts left, but for all intents and purposes, this play is to keep their hopes alive here in the Big Rivers opener. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Fourth and seven, Chi High from their own 49. Trips in a tight bunch. Slot to the right, Hebert to the left. Von Hayden calls for the ball. He's going to roll out to his right. Von Hayden looking, still looking, going to keep it himself. Evades one defender. He has the first down across the 45-yard line, and the Cardinals stay alive. The clock stops for a moment. With a minute 42 left, chains will move, clock will wind. Card still going here. Minute 39 left. Minute 36, 35. Von Hayden takes a shoulder-high snap. Now he's going to tuck in and run again, straight ahead, trying to cut out beyond the hash, and he is hit from behind and slung to the turf at the 41. This may cause Coach Rakovich to take another timeout. Hayden Tepper-Ang lost his helmet and will have to come out for a moment. Timeout taken by Chi High. Once again, we will break for 30 seconds back in half minute on WOGO Sports. Minute 13 left. Raiders lead the Cardinals 13-0.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Mark Maloney, head coach of Chippewa Falls McDonald, as they have battled back to lead Thorpe in eight-man football. Cards were down 20-6 at the half. The Macs were down 20-6 at the half and now lead the Thorpe Cardinals 22-20 after three quarters. Chi High here with a minute 26. 13 seconds ran off the clock. They put it back on during the break. Chi High second and 10 on the 40-yard line. Mason Von Hayden rolling out. He's going to go deep down the right sideline. Overshoots everyone. Boland was in the area, bracketed by double coverage.
Intended for Boland.
The last play where Von Hayden rolled out, saw a seam, and decided to tuck it and run. Looked like he was going to get 10, even maybe 15 yards more. But Tepereng from the defensive end position ran up behind him and made the tackle. He's a special athlete.
Again, Dickman and Tepereng, they cover a lot of mistakes defensively, or at least, if not mistakes, just fill in some gaps. Chi High, trailing 13-0. No time came off the clock on
that's
that
a bonus
play. So I think that's what was a little consternation in the crowd about. Now they're saying a minute 15 left. So 11 seconds gone by. And we have another player coming off the field. That is Sam Dickman for Hudson. And
no time ran up the clock on that play. Please run 5 seconds off.
Oh, all right. So it should go down to 121 as they get
that's
the
my
scoreboard
bad
situated here. And Allen turns off the lights here in the booth. Von Hayden throws it out right side. Got a man there. That's Boland. Boland darts down the sideline. Tiptoes out of bounds for a first down inside the 30-yard line with a minute six to play.
LeBlanc.
Boland has really asserted himself here on offense today, and it's been good to see such a talented player. And we've seen him finish runs, seen him in the passing game as well, and certainly one of those building blocks.
Absolutely. There's no experience like game time experience. So this is really a valuable drive. Even if it doesn't result in a touchdown or a win for Chi High, this will help them going forward into next week.
Minute six left. Chi High trailing 13-0. Left side to Hebert. Hebert trying to make a man miss. He does inside the 25-yard line and gets out of bounds inside the 20 to the 18. Sam Hebert showing some escapability there, as he caught the pass around the hash and angled toward the sideline and broke a tackle or two.
That was the play they scored on last week. First time they've gone to it this game.
First down.
59 seconds remaining. Chi High trailing 13-0.
Nicely, the Hudson defense with their hands on their hips.
Hebert to the left, trips to the right. Second and 10 in the Johnson roll-off red zone, Chi High. Von Hayden throws it out right side, inside the 20-yard line to the 15, and dropped near the 14, maybe the 13-yard line. Under 50 seconds to play. LeBlanc on the stop. Chi High needs to move here. 43 seconds, only one timeout for the Cards. Ball in the far hash. Trips tight slot to the right. Von Hayden from the shotgun with 36 seconds. Von Hayden back to pass. Pressured, he'll throw it right side. Incomplete. Clock stops at 30.8. Again, Chi High. For the second time tonight in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone, Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. 30.8 to play in the game.
Got another injured Raider over here, Caleb.
So stoppage on the field.
He's got to take a play out.
Again, as you mentioned, fatigue and heat. Maybe not the heat we're going to see all Memorial Day weekend, but it's a warm one out there. 13-point lead for Hudson Chi-Hi. One of their most significant scoring threats here of the game. It's third and four from the 14 of the Raiders. Ball on the far half, trips to the right, single receiver, Abier wide to the left. Von Hayden takes a shoulder-high snap. He's going to rainbow deep down the left side and looking for Abier. Good coverage. Ball falls harmlessly incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down.
Yeah, good coverage, but I love that play. Essentially, Abier on a fade route, and the defender is looking at the receiver, not back at the ball, and so Abier would have had a good opportunity if the ball is thrown just a little bit more to the outside.
But they got single coverage. Chi-Hi will take their final timeout with 25.7 left. We will take a break as well, back in 30 seconds for the finish here on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to Chi-Hi Football on WOGO Sports. A tightly contested first Big Rivers Conference game here between Chi-Hi and Hudson. The home team, the Raiders, leading 13-0 with 25.7 seconds left. Cardinals have a 4th and 4 from the 14 of Hudson. Just took their final timeout as well. We need a score in a play or two here, an onside kick, and some sort of magic without a Goodman present.
Exactly right, Caleb.
And ball on the far hash. Von Hayden from the shotgun with four wide. Von Hayden dances in the pocket, throws it right side, got a man inside the 5 to the end zone, touchdown! Chippewa Falls with 19.7 left.
Touchdown is 9-2, Xander Neal.
14-yard touchdown strike to Xander Neal.
Xander Neal playing in the slot, and just a simple go route on that, and Von Hayden was patient, found the gap between the safety and the linebacker. Good catch and run by Xander Neal, and boom, Chi-Hi is on the board.
19.7 seconds left.
A two-point conversion try here, Caleb.
Really? All right, well, Cards trailing by 7. 13-6 going for 2. 4 wide. Twins left and right. Von Hayden again from the gun. Von Hayden drops straight back to pass. Going to fling a left side. Got a man wide open to his knees in the end zone. Makes the catch. 2-point conversion is good. That was Carter Bovey. And it's 13-8. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Ethan Fashingbauer with just under 20 seconds left in the game. Chi-Hi trailing 13-8. For the onside kick, he'll dribble it right side on a knee. It's picked up at the 45-yard line, and that'll do it here
Recovered by
from Hudson, number 42, Pingle. A good sure stop. Cards. A little fire at the end here. They held in this game.
Join us for homecoming.
Just not
September 29th.
Able to
the Raiders will host the
get the offense going quite early enough. Defense forces three turnovers here tonight. We'll have a lot to talk about. The Cards acquit themselves well, but going to kneel it out. Rylan Schultz. And that will take us to the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll step out for 3.5 minutes. Be back on the field with Landon head coach Chuck Rakovich. Your great clips, great plays of the game, the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as well. Once again, your final score here from Hudson. The Hudson Raiders 13, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 8. We're back in 3.5 on WOGO Sports.
You see it every day. And now, at long last, it's time. Time to finally call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a new tub and shower unit, a wet room for the master bath, steam shower, or ADA roll-in tub, shower, or grab bar for safety. Free estimates at Wurzgalla. They're always here to help.
When you're cheering on the Chi-High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi-High Football.
When Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. When Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi-High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Welcome to the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll be down on the field with sideline reporter Landon Tease and Chi High head coach Chuck Rakovich in a moment. Chi High falls by 5 here in their Big Rivers Conference opener against Hudson. The final score, Hudson 13, Chippewa Falls 8. And again, we'll hear Coach Rakovich's comments in a few moments, Alan, but your thoughts.
Well, certainly the final score, you're a little bit discouraged by it, but I think about where this team started the season, well, these young players, and where they came from week 2 to week 3. They made a big improvement, especially on offense. They had a ton of first downs. I think statistically they're right there with Hudson, if not ahead. We'll just wait to see what the stats show, but a really big improvement. I'm an eternal optimist, so I see a lot of the good things that happened. Defense played a great game again, and offense, a big stride. So I think week 4, 5, 6, you're not going to want to play this Chi High football team. You can see it coming together.
And again, it doesn't get easy next week when you have Menominee coming to town. But after 2 weeks on the road, hour and a half, and now hour plus road trips, Chi High back in the friendly confines of Duray Field next week. And so that'll be nice to be at home and not have these long bus rides.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to play at home. School's starting, so you have probably a bigger student body at the game, the marching band, the whole works. It's going to be a great atmosphere Friday night against a big rival, the Menominee Mustangs, and I think a game that's very winnable for Chi High.
So again, the Cards just looking to build each time they take the field, and curious to see what Coach Rakovich has said, but I think what we've seen, Alan, here is that Coach Rako knows that there's some youth on this team, not just youth in age and class, but youth in terms of varsity experience, because they had so many seniors the last 2 years, so many seniors. And so, again, we don't want to harp on it, but 20 of 22 starters being replaced this year because of graduation. And so it just takes time. It does.
Yeah, but it takes time for the line to come together, and you see a lot of good cohesion tonight. And then you saw several players get carries tonight. They got involved in the offense. Not only LeMay, but Boland, Smith. You had the running back, Xander Neal.
And we'll go down on the field now with Landon Tease and head coach Chuck Rakovich. Landon? We'll send it down to you, Landon.
All right, thanks, Caleb. I'm here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. Coach, tough loss tonight, going down 13-8. What do you say? I mean, obviously not an easy start to the schedule. You had to go to DC Everest, come to Hudson, and now Menominee comes to town next week. Three great programs. How do you keep this young team and their spirits up going into practice next week against Menominee?
Well, we looked at last week's film, and we felt that with a couple of breaks, we could eliminate a couple of mental mistakes, we could possibly won that game. And you look at tonight now, we get a punt return, and we get another mental mistake, and it's called back. If that's not called back, we're standing here celebrating a win. So we're close. The kids aren't giving up. They're playing hard. They're young. We're all right.
Yeah, and exactly. With Menominee, what is going to be the game plan next week? Obviously, the young team. Many of these kids haven't played Menominee. They're always going to be tough, physical. What is the game plan going into next week with this tough, physical Menominee team with, again, a young team, as you've already mentioned?
Well, give us some time to think about this here. This game's still fresh on our mind. We'll address Menominee on the way home and when we get home. But right now we got a bunch of kids we got to talk to and get their heads up and convince them that they'll be okay.
Yeah, and keeping the kids up. How about to tip the hat to the defense tonight? Three turnovers, yeah. Only allowed 13 points. What do you say to them at the young kids on the other side of the ball?
They're playing their hearts out. Nobody's quitting. Nobody's going half speed out there. They're playing. And, the results show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
See you next week. Back to you, Caleb.
Thank you. Landon Tease down on the sideline with our head coach, Chuck Rakovich. And Coach Rako, always appreciate his graciousness with his time. Win or lose after the game, it's part of the Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Alan, a couple other thoughts from you here coming up, and we'll get into those great clips, great plays of the game, the Holly Bovey names, stats recap. But just, I think there was a thought that you were going to finish right before we headed down to Coach Rako.
Just a positive thing about how many offensive players you're able to get involved in the game plan. I think Coach Hutzler, the offensive coordinator, has to feel positive about the good plays they had. Von Hayden was more involved on the edge. given the pass run options. He did a great job with that, really used his legs effectively as well as his arm. So there's a lot of good things to build on. I think that's something that gives you encouragement as a coach. It's not like you fell flat on your face. You know, you came out here, you competed really hard. As Coach Rako just said, a couple plays go either way, and you win this football game. And so a lot to look forward to, and the team is, you know, rounding into shape, which is a good thing for them as they continue in the conference play.
Chi High falls by 5 in their BRC opener, 13-8. We'll step out and be back in 2.5 minutes. Those great clips, great plays of the game, and the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap coming up in 2.5 on WOGO Sports. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Smitsky in the pocket. He's going to heave it deep. He's got a receiver open for a touchdown. McDonald, and he finds David Anderson.
45, 50, 45, 40, in the clear. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown.
No play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-class and Muir in Chippewa Falls. A little breaking news from Philip from WEAU TV 13. For the first time since 2008, Eau Claire North has defeated Eau Claire Memorial, the final from Carson Park. The Huskies take care of business against the Old Abes 14-7. Wow, that's impressive. And again, we've seen this North squad, especially last year, I believe, just kind of turn a corner. And, yeah, they're going to be nobody's underdog, according to their opinion of themselves, and well-deserved. Good to see that Husky program, again, making some strides here in the Big Rivers. But Chi High is going to need to pick up some Big Rivers Conference wins. They dropped the opener here at Hudson, 13-8. Caleb Swenson, Alan Dunham, Landon Tease with you here. And guys, I think we all would say going into this game, you maybe felt a little iffy at times about how good is this Hudson team, how young is this Chi High team. Again, you're facing a team in Hudson that I think a lot of folks probably picked to be right near the top of the conference with River Falls. And Chi High, just they acquitted themselves very well here today. I mean, it was an impressive performance. Again, a loss is a loss, but they really looked like, again, as Coach Rako said, a couple plays here and there, this might be a W, not an L.
Yeah, I think the a lot of good things to look at, right? They did well offensively, a lot more first downs compared to last week, for example, but they still, early in the game, were giving Hudson those short fields. That really hurt them. And then just because they haven't found ways to score yet consistently, that put them behind the eight ball, and they weren't able to overcome that early poor performance in the first quarter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you know what I thought was both times that Hudson scored, they gave them short fields. That the first time that they scored, they got the ball at Chippewa's 40. Second time that they scored was off Von Hayden's pick when they started at the 20.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to tip the hat to the defense here. Both the scores on Chippewa's side of the field, they got three turnovers. Defense playing their hearts out. Offense just happened to be a little too late coming in and scoring with a couple seconds left. Moved the ball in the first half. We thought they were going to score. And then, like Coach Rako said, that one punt return that would have been down at the 5-yard line called back, that really killed them, because that probably would have been a touchdown in one or two plays. And we're looking at, for sure, a different score tonight, Caleb.
Again, I think what we've seen through the first 3 weeks of this season is that, I mean, this defense for Chi High is just going to, I mean, blood, sweat, guts, and tears. They're going to leave it on the field every single week. And that's no slight to the offense, but just saying defense is really becoming a calling card of this Cardinal team. And as the offense continues to progress, I think we saw some really encouraging things here too. We saw Hebert get involved late. We saw Jackson Boland probably more involved here offensively than he's been all season long. It's good to see, because we know the talent that he has, and just seeing some of those touches start to pay off. Again, Xander Neal with that late touchdown catch. Mason Von Hayden really showed a lot of leadership. Jackson LeMay battling back from injury too, and sure, maybe not 100% here tonight, but ran hard, played tough. I think we're really seeing the offense start to grow, but man, it seems like the heartbeat of this Chi High team is that defense right now.
Yeah, and they're really going to need that defense next week going up against Menominee. I mean, you know, Menominee is going to be run tough, shove the ball down your throat.
Yeah,
I mean, being able to do that, maybe put the ball on the ground a couple times, get the ball back to the offense next week is probably going to be very crucial when Menominee comes to town. What do you think, Alan?
Yeah, and this game, much more so than last week, more complementary football, offense, defense, working together. And like I said, there's a lot to build on from this game. Defense played solid. Offense had definitely spurts to it. And I think you'll see another week of growth. And Hutzler's play calling really mixed it up well, kept them off balance. And unless there's some weird WIA transfer rules, I don't think they have to play Teppering next week.
Thank goodness.
And I think the offensive tackles will be really happy not to see him.
Well, let's take a listen now to the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. The second half sounded like this on WOGO Sports. Jack Strong, who does not lack for leg strength for the PAT, and it is blocked by Chi High. And the Cards, with a special teams play to keep it at 13-0. We'll see if that comes into play at the end of this one.
Gains by running the quarterback, and they themselves brought in their running quarterback. So far, they're riding the quarterback runs on this series.
Tanzer on the stop there, but a gain of 5. And in motion right to left, faking the jet sweep, keeping himself his home. This time he's hit behind the line of scrimmage, grabbed by an ankle, turned back, and dropped for a loss of 2.
Colton Petska from the defensive end position did a great job coming in, defeating his block, hanging on, making the play.
Still,
Lyndon Coleman back to punt.
A punt coming here for Hudson. Line drive, directional. Carter Bovey going to take it at the 27-yard line, trying to make a man miss. Reversing field, cutting across the hashes to the 35, to the 40, 45, 50, down the side of the Carter Bovey. 40,
there's
35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, down to the tackle, to the 5. We'll keep that as a highlight, even if it's coming back. Carter Bovey, an electrifying return, but right back up to the line. Sing receiver left, man in motion left to right. Twin receivers over there, back to pass. Ryland Schultz, he's looking deep down the right sideline. Throws it up for grabs.
That's
it. Picked. Intercepted. Chippewa Falls. Carter Bovey.
They ran a running back.
I will correct myself on that call once again. That was Jack Zwiefelhofer with his third pick of the season, not Carter Bovey, who did play an excellent game, but Jack Zwiefelhofer, the senior.
Back to your offense.
13-0 the Raiders. Opening play from scrimmage here in quarter number 4. Ryland Schultz going to keep it himself, looking for an option man, and there is no one there. Chi High is going to bury him back inside the 20-yard line. A loss of 8.
You weren't really sure what happened. It definitely was a busted play. The quarterback looked like he was going to do the option. Third and four for Hudson. Yeager in motion left to right. Keeping himself is Schultz. Schultz picks his way forward, and then he is scored back shy of the line to gain. Chi High led by Carter Bovey and a host, a flock of white jerseys in front of him, but defender was not close enough to make a play on it. 5:17 and counting clock certainly becoming a factor here, but more so the fact that Chi High needs to keep this at just a two-score game. Home hesitates, straight up the middle. He's tripped up by an ankle. Nice job. That looked to be number 54, Jackson Martin, who made a nice play at the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely great play.
That still leaves you with a two-possession game.
So home at quarterback, third and 10 from the 20-yard line of the Cards. Option pitch right side, the bumble
again. Chi High driving for it, and the Cardinals have it.
103.1 FM, AM 680, and Wogo.com. Fourth and 7, Chi High from their own 49. Trips in a tight bunch. Slot to the right, Hebert to the left. Von Hayden calls for the ball. He's going to roll out to his right. Von Hayden looking, still looking, going to keep it himself. Evades one defender. He has the first down across the 45-yard line, and the Cardinals stay alive. The clock stops for a moment.
Down or a win for Chi High. This will help them going forward into next week.
Minute 6 left. Chi High trailing 13-0. Left side to Hebert. Hebert trying to make a man miss. He does inside the 25-yard line and gets out of bounds inside the 20 to the 18. Sam Hebert is showing some escapability there as he caught the pass around the hash and angled toward the sideline and broke a tackle or two. Some sort of magic without a Goodman present.
Exactly right, Caleb.
Handball on the far hash. Von Hayden from the shotgun with four wide. Von Hayden dances in the pocket, throws it right side. Got a man inside the five to the end zone. Touchdown! Chippewa Falls with 19.7 left.
Touchdown is number 2, Xander Neal.
14-yard touchdown strike to Xander Neal.
Xander Neal playing in the slot, and just a simple go route on that, and Von Hayden was patient, found the gap between the safety and the linebacker.
Von Hayden again from the gun. Von Hayden drops straight back to pass. Going to fling a left side. Got a man wide open to his knees in the end zone. Makes the catch. Two-point conversion is good. That was Carter Bovey, and it's 13-8. We're back in 60 seconds. And that's how it ended up for Chi High, 13-8. There you go, the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a Ready Next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. We'll take a final break for just a minute and come back with the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit HollyBovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Back in 1 minute as we finish up the post-class post-game show.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow compare and save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
We finish up the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Just a few scores we know of. Menominee was leading Superior 21-0 at last check. North, as we told you, for the first time since 2008, defeated Eau Claire Memorial 14-7. A surprise, guys. New Richmond, the Tigers beat the Wildcats, taking care of business, 28-21 victors over River Falls. I will fully admit, Alan, that I picked River Falls to win the Big Rivers, and of course, a lot of time to go here. But game one of the BRC schedule, a little bit of a surprise there. My hometown Rice Lake Warriors not in the Big Rivers again yet, but they beat a very good St. Croix Central team 38-20. And congratulations to my friend Mark Maloney. Of course, we're the home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. And McDonald, ninth ranked in the state in eight-man, defeat the state's top-ranked eight-man team in Thorpe 30-20 in a wild one from back home at DeRay. So those are the scores we have, and now we'll dive into the Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The first thing that jumps out to me, guys, from the stats here, first downs, Chi High 18 first downs, Hudson 7. Total yards, Chi High 228 total yards, Hudson 112. This is a game that Chi High won in a lot of categories.
Yeah, you look at those stat sheet and you'd have a hard time thinking that Chi High didn't win this football game. But if you look at something like, you know, average field position or starting position, it tells you a little bit something different that sometimes the stats don't show. As we talked about those short fields that Hudson got, that's how they were able to get their touchdowns. And Chi High was always having to drive the entire field, it seemed like, to be able to get to the goal line.
Hudson also fumbled the ball three times, lost two of them. Chi High did not put the ball on the ground. Both quarterbacks threw an interception. Chi High's unfortunately deep in plus territory and set up a very short field for the Raiders for a first down. Passing tonight, Mason Von Hayden, 19 of 30, one touchdown, one pick, and 110 yards. Rylan Schultz on the other side for Hudson, 83 yards passing. Chi High ran the ball for 118 yards, 48 attempts here tonight, but held Hudson to just 83 yards. I mean, when you can hold a team well under 100 yards rushing, guys, I mean, that, again, this defense was really impressive.
I think you noticed that about both teams. I don't think there was a big play. What was the longest play you can think of? There weren't a lot of, you know, plus 10-yard plays, which just showed very solid teams, very good defenses.
Yeah, the one long play that we had was Carter's kickoff or punt return that was called back.
Yeah.
That's really all that I can recall for, you know, plus 15-yard plays.
A 17-yard run, I think, for Mason Von Hayden was about the longest play in my recollection. Rushing, Von Hayden did lead the way for Chi High, 21 carries for 59 yards. So, again, it's tough to rush for a gaudy average against this Hudson front line in Dickman and Aiden Tepperang. Again, just fantastic players, and they are going to make some college coach very happy by adding their prowess to his defensive line. Jackson LeMay had 12 carries tonight for 38 yards receiving. Jalen Smith led the way for the Cards with 5 receptions for 31 yards. Jackson LeMay with 4 receptions for 10 yards. Sam Hebert, 4 receptions for 26 yards. That's the story of the stats. The Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. We're finishing up here the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Final thoughts, Landon, and then we'll go to Alan.
Obviously, the young team coming on the road, this is not an easy place to play. I've played here twice. It's always going to be a physical game when you play the Raiders. They don't like to give up this the home field advantage. They're ruthless. Definitely saw the rivalry in these teams tonight. Just going at it battle for battle. Hudson able to come out on top tonight. As you said, the field position probably kind of what the game was kind of all about was about the field position. Hudson being able to capitalize. Chippewa just couldn't get on the lucky side of the ball when it came to that. Big explosive plays called back. Just the ball didn't fall in Chippewa's hands tonight. And, you know, sometimes that's just the way it goes in football, and, you know, you got to move on to the next one.
And Alan?
Yeah, I'm just so excited about the growth and potential of this team. Really looking forward to next week being home at DeRay against a perennial BRC power in Menominee Mustangs, and a good opportunity for Chi High to show how much they can improve from week 3 to 4.
Again, join us at 6:35 p.m. next Friday night back at home at Dray Field in Chippewa Falls. Thank you, as always, to our intrepid board operators back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Sam Aberley running the controls here tonight. Thank you, Sam, for staying up late with us. For Alan Dunham and Landon Tease, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying so long from Raider Stadium here in Hudson. Once again, your final score, the Hudson Raiders 13, the Chippewa Falls Cardinals 8. This has been Chi High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Hudson.
WOGO.
Chi High Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, also by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roll-Off, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, also by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.